If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
That's right. It's 12 midnight and time for that show you've heard so much about, the Rodney on the Rock program. From midnight to 3 a.m. It's a new music show.
This reminds me of that old saying, you idiot.
Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, Mao, Idi Amin, Castro, Pol Pot.
Rick Dees in the morning.
Monsters.
But if an entire show just talks about my show all the time, I don't know what that says about that show, but wow.
Let's just sit quietly and consider how ridiculous that statement was.
Hey, Frank. How come you haven't gotten up yet?
I'm waiting 50.
Marijuana, you are my best friend. You get me so high when I smoke a bong all day long. Yeah, baby.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
God damn it, I love pot.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one.
Marijuana is bad.
Just like the other one.
I don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
That's how he rolls.
Yeah, that's hot.
Roll another one.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
Just like the other one.
Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
I don't have another cent.
Smoking doobies. Doobie Brothers. I was smoking doobies with my brothers.
Don't bogart that joint. Just pass it around.
Hi. You high?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Have you ever heard
just pass it a balloon?
And now.
Now I'm looking for the bong. Now I'm finding the bong. Now I'm loading the bong. Now I'm in the bong.
Our feature presentation.
You know, I came across that song a couple of days ago, and the original song. And it sounds so different with just that dude singing it. It's really...
Oh, without all of us singing along, you mean?
Yeah, I think this is the version of it. Let me just see. It's just one, like, pothead singing, it sounds like. Sounds like Tommy Chong.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Does that sound weird?
Pass it over to me.
Well, we certainly are more used to the other version. And by the way, what a thrill it was to actually have Mr. Robert Bradley stop by one day and perform that live for us on the show.
That guy's the coolest.
He was. It was fun. He was awesome.
He's a blind guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Just the coolest guy. Sometimes people walk in here and we just go, wow, I'm so uncool.
No, he was cool. And his story was interesting, if you remember, that he was a street musician who was down the street begging for change or something, or playing for change.
Right.
Playing his guitar and singing for change. He's busking, as they say. And this band was recording an album in the studio a few blocks away and said, you know what would be great on this song is that dude that we see down there on the street. They brought him into the studio. He ended up becoming the lead singer of their group. Wasn't that the story they told us?
Yep. Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
Just found him, thought he'd be good, brought him up.
Yep.
Well, we get a lot of requests, a lot of reaction to that song, and of course it means Friday when you hear it on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we do have the appropriate links up at KRock.com if you want to, you know, get your own copy of the song if you want to buy it or whatever. Speaking of KRock.com, I have to ask a question because this is Bean speaking, and I'm not in all the meetings, and Kevin, I know you're involved in a lot more of the conversation that happens around the building than I am.
I try not to be, but
I know.
Sometimes.
How much time does Lightning have to spend on putting stuff up KRock.com?
Too much.
I think
all
of it.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah, why? What's up now?
Have you been to the sites page of Kevin Abid, section of Carrot.com yet?
No, because you know, sites is pictures. No, I've been to the video a lot because we're putting up a lot of new video.
And in the pictures, it's awesome. I mean, like, for instance, recently you'll find pictures from Jimmy Eat World's visit when they performed live on the show last week. Tara Patrick from a couple of days ago. There's pictures of us up there with her. I mean, it's certainly worth checking out. But at the top, there's a picture of something, and the caption is, "Guess what this is?"
Oh, okay? No.
Guess what this is? And then there's a list below "Guess what this is" that includes a Google map of the Gobi Desert, beef jerky, a turtle's neck, Larry King's forehead, Doc's sack, the surface of Mars, a crack whore's lips. I'm just reading this right off the website. Yeah. It goes on and on. A California golden raisin, a block of aged Parmesan. Answer to be revealed October 26th, which is today. What is Lightning doing?
What is he doing? I didn't know anything about this.
He showed me that, I think, yesterday. He had me pull it up on my computer, and he was laughing hysterically. It's so funny.
But...
And he wouldn't tell me what it was either.
What would make you think that?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
what
process? Lightning?
What process in your mind are you going through where you go, you know what? I'm going to put up a picture of something. Guess what this is?
Right. People come to the Kevin Abid section of the KROQ website because they are interested in the music we play, the guests we have on, the topics that we talk about. I don't know that they're coming to play these kind of little reindeer games. I mean, is Lightning thinking that all of Los Angeles is talking about, oh, my God, I can't wait till Friday, you guys, or Saturday. Today the 26th? Yeah. Can't wait till Friday, you guys. You got to go to Kevin Abid page on Carrot.com, find out what that is. Do you think it really is Larry King's forehead?
I don't know. I was talking with my friends about it last night, and we couldn't figure it out. What time on the 26th?
I can't miss the reveal. Psycho Mike, you know Lightning. What's he doing? What's going on here?
What is he doing?
You know how he is, where like he'll put up on our little computer screen here, like, play that clip, play it now. Once he gets something in his head that he believes is funny,
right?
Okay, that the world cannot continue to rotate until he can like complete that.
But how do you come across "Guess what this is"? I mean, how does that? Does he see that picture and think I can't tell what it is, or what's his?
Yeah, and it's odd because Lightning is really gifted and talented when it comes to sound and hearing things. But no one has less of a gauge for a comedy. Like, really.
I mean, that is accurate.
The things that make him laugh hysterically, no one else finds funny. The things that everybody else seems to find very entertaining, Lightning's like, I don't get it. That's kind of stupid. What's the big deal?
Guess what this is? I'm glad you went and saw that, Bean.
Please ask producer Lightning that the fans are demanding to know what time the answer will be revealed today.
The fans can wait no longer. Guess what this is? What time will we find out?
You know what? We'll do it during the Afro break at
8:30. Wow, he's got a plan.
8:30.
Okay.
You're going to make us wait till 8:30 to find out what that is?
To be honest with you, I can't get the web guys up before then.
Okay,
well, that was a well played that adventure then.
Well played.
All right, just tell him we have to know, is it the California Golden Raisin?
We have to know if it is indeed the California Golden Raisin.
I cannot say.
Because he's ratcheting up the tension, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Because he can't get the computer guys up, I guess. They know and he doesn't. Okay. I don't know. I don't know why he needs the computer guys to tell us what this is.
He could tell us. He's refusing to tell us.
That is an odd choice.
I am going to start yet another new website, and it's going to be called Lightning Has Access to Too Much Bandwidth.com.
Yeah.
And then it'll just be a list of all the things that really shouldn't be on the internet that he's responsible for.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to find out what it is, I guess check back in a couple of hours.
Yep. These people are going to be just driving around Southern California dying until 8:30.
You can't go to work until you know what it is.
What
for
is
God's
that
sakes?
Picture? Wow.
Good times.
Is there no screening process is my question. Well, it's fine that Lightning finds it funny,
part of the problem,
but
I think
the answer would be no.
No.
He should be working on the Highlights magazine for children website is where he should be putting stuff like this.
Exactly.
But you're right. He can have an idea, and without it going through anybody, it gets online.
Yeah,
that part of the problem,
seems like a bad process, right?
Right. Exactly.
All right. I'd just like to say one thing about Lisa May.
Boobs.
All right.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, seriously.
She's
sometimes
never looked better.
The girls have to come out and play.
She's working the cleavage.
For every game that the Red Sox win, she dresses sexier. So I think she's really getting into it. So let's
did they
just
win last
pray
night
for
again?
A sweep.
They did.
Yeah.
But it was a tough game. 2-1.
What did you think was the turning point, Lisa?
There was no turning point. Oh. The second, I think it was the third or fourth inning, the Red Sox scored their second run, and then that was it.
That was it.
For the rest
they
of the game.
Just hung on. Yeah. For dear life.
That's why baseball blues, by the way.
Well, I went to bed.
I like boobs. Big boobs.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Bean Show. It's Friday morning, the 26th of October. Got an email from a guy that was complaining vehemently about how stupid we are to think that it's cool to put an R in front of October. And he's really serious. He's like, you guys trying to be witty by putting an R in front of October? How dumb can you be? And I think he was kidding. I think he knows we were kidding, but I'm not sure.
It's an ironic Rocktober.
It is, yes. It cracks us up that anyone would still do that. So
of course we do it.
Yeah.
Hundreds of stations around the country, I fake, still do Rocktober seriously. They still pretend it's cool in 2007 to do that. And that's, in case you're wondering, that's who we're making fun of.
Yeah. Although that guy really does believe that we were trying to be witty. So that's good. That's good times. All right. Today on the Kevin Bean Show, it's Friday morning. We have the Movie Beat. We have Clive Barker.
Ooh, yeah. Scary.
Got a new book out, a new video game out. He's going to, I think Rob Zombie's going to remake Hellraiser. We'd talk to him about that.
Wow.
Yeah, I wonder how he feels about that. I mean, I can understand that you would be territorial about something that you are so well known for. And you kind of, there'd be part of you, I think, that wouldn't want somebody to come along and do it more modern and better, perhaps, and be the definitive version. But then it's also a little bit of a compliment that somebody would take your work and do that, too. So I don't know how he feels about it.
I think you would hope it wouldn't be as good.
Probably.
I mean, if that's your baby, you know, you'd think it would, I hope he makes it and it does okay, but mine rules.
Too bad we can't ask him.
Yeah. Good point. That's a good point. Also on today's show, we're going to take your calls on fan clubs that you're embarrassed to be a member of.
Or should be embarrassed to be a member of.
Well, I think should be is...
Well, that's
Bean.
Just for Bean.
Yeah.
That's just for
Bean. He's fan club party of one. But
yeah. Well, I wouldn't get it. I wouldn't join a club unless I wanted to be a part of it, unless I was happy to be a part
of it.
But
it's like guilty pleasure. You can know that it's embarrassing and still want to be a part of it.
There's nothing embarrassing about Clay Aiken.
No. No, there isn't.
Is it Fat Clay Aiken, his club that you joined, or the other Clay?
It's fatclayaiken.com. That's where the message boards all are. So we're going to talk about that today. Tiffany, a K-Rock listener, called in and said she was a Grobanite. We were talking about Josh Groban.
I think she has the sense to be slightly embarrassed, right?
Well, yeah, I think so. I didn't read her email. Bean did. But, I think she can at least admit, wow, is this dorky.
Right.
She's on a message board where fans of Josh Groban, who's a singer who looks like a ferret, they post pictures of birthday cakes that they bake to celebrate his birthday. That's what goes on their message boards.
Talk about too much time on the web.
At least when I'm on the Claymake message boards, it's just, how gay do you think he is? I don't know. How gay do you think he is? At least we've got something to talk about. We don't have freaking birthday cakes.
We also have the Gridiron Goddess again today. I think she's been 4-1 or 5-1 for the last 3-4 weeks.
Amazing.
Yeah. She's been on a roll.
So we're going to talk to her just after 6. We've got Harvey Levin from TMZ.com with all the latest from Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Shalom.
We have a new website to introduce you to that will that you can get excuse notes from doctors or anything you need just to get out of stuff.
How great is that?
Yep. So that's coming up this morning. And we have Scott Weiland from Velvet Revolver on the program.
Great.
So that's all coming up this morning. Don't forget the K-Rock Creep Show also is tomorrow night with Serge Tankian. And we've got your tickets coming up here on K-Rock. Ralph Showbiz Beat is if I have time, I'd like to read a quick email before we do the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
All right.
This one's titled K-Rock LA Invasion, and I got it yesterday. Got this email yesterday at 2:02 p.m. Hi, Kevin. We wanted to find out if the second stage at the K-Rock LA Invasion is for local bands only. Thanks.
Wasn't that show back in mid-September?
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're talking, if they wanted to know if it was 2 months ago, last month, or coming up, but... Timely email. Thank you for that.
You need to write back. Take a hard look at your tickets. And then just wait for their heads to explode.
Look even closer. You'll
see. I thought November 21st. Ralph, is all of Hollywood caught up in the drama of the reveal at 8:30 this morning of what it is?
It's all
on the K-Rock website?
About. I heard Britney Spears and Kevin Federline met at the Beverly Hills Hotel to debate what was the photograph.
Is that right?
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
They get together. They're not talking much these days, but... They need to know what is the freaking photograph.
Well, this is what's great. That's why Lightning is a genius, because this is the type of thing that brings everyone together. I mean, this is really like, you know, it's a new national obsession. It's what's in the hatch on Lost. I mean, right. Nobody can stop talking about it.
The two-shot JR.
Yep, all over again. Yep. You're right.
Remember we were having a meeting the other day, and Lightning was laughing uproariously to himself, and he couldn't tell any of the rest of us what it was?
Yes.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean page sites.
It's cool, man, because it's viral. You know, he didn't talk about it, he didn't promote it, he just kind of slid it out there, and people either found it or didn't.
Why do
cool.
you think he would try to tease it over to another day for the answer? I mean, really. Why not just put, hey, if you want to know what it is, here's click here, or scroll down, or why? Ralph, why?
I'm out.
Answer!
I got no answer.
Oh, all right.
Well, you can find the answer to that on lightninghas2goddamnmuchbandwidth.com, which is my new website. All right, 5:51, it's Friday. Yeah, NFL picks from the Gridiron Goddess coming up just after 6. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday morning. What's going on?
The curse of Lost has struck again.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of Lost, what's going on?
Jin.
Hey!
Hey!
Daniel Day-Kim was popped on DUI charges yesterday.
What the hell?
Not another one.
Really?
Yesterday morning at 3 a.m., the Honolulu police stopped Daniel Day-Kim.
Hi.
Anybody have him?
No one had him in the DUI pool. No.
That's too bad.
Darn it.
So, yeah. Apparently, that show makes you drink.
Well, you're stuck on an island.
It's true. You're in the hatch pushing that button all the time. And
give him some alcohol,
for polar
God's
bears
sakes.
Are eating smoke. Monsters, whatever right. the F's going on that show. Remember Lost? That was on back in the 80s, I guess.
That was
the
good.
Mid-80s. Yeah, it was a pretty
was good,
good show
back
for
then.
A while.
But eventually they're going to run out of those little mini bottles from the plane, from the kitchen, right? I mean, they can't still have enough to get drunk every night.
Maybe they're making their own.
They got a still.
Oh, yeah, they got a still. Okay. They're making mangoes into rum or something. Who knows?
There was like 40 cases of beer on that VW bus that
that's
Hurley
right.
found.
Yeah, but they go Hurley true. Go through that yeah. in like a
yeah,
day.
Lunch
Hurley. How many of them have gotten DUIs now, Ralph?
Let's take a look. Michelle Rodriguez, of course.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Cynthia Watros, remember her?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before she was shot and killed. By Walt. Not Walt, Michael killed
yes.
her.
Yes, remember? Michael.
And then Adewale Inikinoe Abagaje.
Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo
also got nabbed in September on charges of disobeying a police officer and driving without a license.
Wow, this cast is cursed, because let's not forget that the actor who plays Sawyer had his house, he was robbed at gunpoint in his house, remember?
Right, right.
Kate, the actress who plays Kate, her rented place burned to the ground
mm-hmm.
while she was there.
Yep.
Before she moved in with Sawyer and got robbed. I mean, what's going on?
The others. The others.
Yeah, exactly. Could be the others, yeah.
These guys are a-holes.
Yeah, so I guess Daniel Day-Kim is going to be shot next season.
Yeah.
Seems like everyone who gets trouble with the police, they just boot him off the show immediately.
All right, so. You got trouble, we're going to kill you.
I guess Sun will kill him in his sleep or something. Kate Hudson is now officially divorced from her Black Crowes lead singer husband, Chris Robinson. Finally. I thought they'd never get that over with. Thank God. Now Kate's free to date. Oh, wait a minute. She's been dating everybody for years now, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Is Stephen Colbert's candidacy for the president illegal?
Illegal?
According to ABC News, that could be the case.
How can it be illegal?
Because he has a platform on TV every day?
Well, apparently, some people in the federal government department handles this stuff, says that he could be violating the election law by that forbids corporations from backing political campaigns because Comedy Central is backing his campaign.
Oh, interesting.
Come on.
So you have to be a private individual running. You can't run with corporate backing.
Yeah, and he's serious about it. He's running only in South Carolina, and he's running as a Republican and a Democrat because he wants to lose twice.
Look, I get it. I think
who in the government is spending their time on this?
Look.
A-holes.
It's the freaking government. What do you expect?
Yeah, a sense of humor.
Right.
Come on.
They also add that the real problem comes that he has his own show talking about his campaign that's paid for by a network. And so that is also an issue.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Kevin's rule on voting is to vote for comedy. So
right.
clearly Stephen Colbert would be your candidate if he were on the ballot in California, right?
I love his show. He's been getting better and better.
He's beating a ton of candidates, actually, in South
Carolina. Is he?
Already in the polls.
Awesome.
But I like that he's only running in South Carolina. That's the only place he's going to run, and then he's done.
On the Colbert Report recently, Colbert said regarding all this, in accepting corporate money, I promise to respect federal election laws the same way I respect the must-shower-before-swimming law at the Y. So,
There you go. Is he from South Carolina? Is that why that state?
Yeah. Here's the thing. This Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah.
Hardcore fans.
Yeah.
Recently, a first edition of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, I guess that was the first book, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was auctioned off.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah.
Was auctioned off, autographed, first edition, yesterday for $40,000.
Wow. Wow.
I don't think anyone would pay $40,000 for a first edition Oliver Twist autographed by Charles Dickens.
Wow.
But this one went for $40,000. That's insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
That's pretty hardcore.
There are a lot of people who do invest in books. They certainly go up in value, I'll tell you that.
Books. That's funny.
Got a great investment for you. A book.
Gold or books.
Hey, David Copperfield's a raper.
No.
Dude.
Raper.
That's the charge.
According to FBI charges, he's being investigated on currently. The National Enquirer says that here's the story. A friend of the victim told them what was going on, and apparently there's a bunch of evidence to support that this is not out of the question behavior for David in terms of how this woman's night went.
Oh.
He was at her show.
She was at his show?
Yeah, that.
Or did she also have a show?
Did she have a show as well?
It was a show. Her show was later. And he said, would you like to come to a lavish party at my home in the Bahamas? I'll fly you to the Bahamas.
That's a pretty good opening line, by the way.
Wow. Really?
So she went, and when she arrived to his house, there was no party.
Right.
There was no one else but David there.
Yeah.
She requested
just in his pants.
She requested to leave, and David promised she could go home the next day. And then in the middle of the night, she wakes up with him holding her down.
Oh, no.
Holy smokes.
Magazine quotes a source saying she took photos of the crime scene with her own cell phone, didn't shower in order to preserve any physical evidence, and when she arrived home, she immediately called her mother to take her to the hospital to have a rape kit test performed.
Dude.
Now here's the thing.
I
don't know if you guys watched TMZ TV yesterday or looked at the website, but they talked to a young lady who was plucked out of the audience at a Copperfield show in Vegas, a girl from Atlanta, who was just diabolical, by the way. Good on you, David. Good choice. They brought her backstage, and he said, would you like to go to the Bahamas with me? I've got a home in the Bahamas. Would you like to go? And she's like, not so much.
Wow.
Creepy David Copperfield looking dude.
Now, not that anyone needs to rape, but David Copperfield, who dated Claudia Schiffer for all that time and can pretty much have his share of hot chicks because he's so famous and so rich, why is he, what's going on with him?
That's Lightning's theory. He's innocent because the powerful and rich never rape.
It's nothing to do with sex or who you can or can't get. It's about power.
Yes, it is.
That's weird.
So we'll be following this story as it unfolds.
To the Bahamas because the laws are different there or something.
Interesting, Lisa. Or he can kill him and bury him in a shallow grave on his 2,000-acre estate.
They got a free rape clause down there in the islands, do they?
Who knows?
I don't know. Anyway, creepy story. We'll be following it. Or other people will be following it, and then I will read their reports.
Okay.
I really won't be following it so much.
Ralph, is there any update as to what the mystery photo is on the Kevin Abede Sites page of KROQ.com? Have we heard anything new?
I don't believe it's been revealed yet.
Not yet.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're waiting, I believe, in about 2 hours.
Two
and a half hours. Oh. We'll be taking a look at it, yeah.
It's like a countdown to Oscar nominations or something.
How does he do that?
Wow, can you believe we got kicked off Survivor China last night?
Is there a Survivor China?
Oh, wait a minute. Can you believe it's a TV show called Survivor China that's on television? Yeah.
Where are they doing it besides China? I mean, specifically. China's pretty big.
Probably some island.
I believe it is in an abandoned Chinese village.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah. Monterey Park.
Monterey Park. How dare you, Psycho Mike? How dare you?
We had a listener write in when that show first debuted and said, I'm confused. How tough can it be to live in China if a billion people are able to do it every day?
That's true. Sharia Lloyd got kicked off last time.
No! Yeah, Sharia was so good.
For him.
Yeah. Him, her.
Yeah. He or she was very important to me on that show.
People still watch it, though, right, Ralph? Isn't it still a top 20 show?
Lots of people.
Yeah, it still does well.
Wow.
Lots of freaking people are watching it. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. And here's a new relationship you may not have heard about. Apparently, Orlando Bloom has a new girlfriend.
Oh.
Us Weekly magazine says he's currently dating Australian Victoria's Secret model Miranda Kerr.
Holy smoke!
Do you know who Miranda Kerr is?
Oh.
I know Psycho Mike.
No, but I recognize the words Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, you won't freaking believe it. Do yourself a favor, Google up some images of Miranda Kerr. Oh, I had no idea she was even a lesbian. And yet here she is dating Orlando Bloom. Just goes to show you.
Wait, just 1 minute.
That's what he's saying. She's a lesbian. Yes, sir.
Yes. Today's celebrity birthdays. Assful of birthdays today. Just an assful.
Okay. Anyone good?
Bob Hoskins. Very talented British actor. Remember he was in Who Framed Roger Rabbit? He played detective in that. And he's played a bunch of British gangsters and that kind of good stuff.
Wow.
He is 65 years old today. I'm guessing you found the pictures of Miranda Kerr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Verdict, mind-blowing.
Pat Sajak. Host of Wheel of Fortune is 61 years old today. Jacqueline Smith, one of the original Charlie's Angels, turned 60. Rita Wilson, talented actress and wife of Tom Hanks, is 49. Dylan McDermott, our pal from The Practice, is 46 years old today. Natalie Merchant. Remember Natalie Merchant, leader singer for the 10,000 Maniacs?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Remember that band was just monstrous?
Yep.
Sure. Every time you turn on the radio, you'd hear that freaking boo-doo, boo-doo, doo-doo, 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 doo-doo. Remember that song?
I don't recognize that, but I'm sure I would recognize the song.
Like the Weather. It was called Like the Weather, wasn't it?
Going with the bass line? That's,
that was that's how the song opened. That's how I always remembered it. She's 44 years old today. Keith Urban, country singer and husband of Nicole Kidman, is 40 years old today. John Heder, Napoleon Dynamite himself, turns 30. And Cary Elwes, very talented actor who was in the original Saw, the first one, but probably best known as Wesley in The Princess Bride. The Dread Pirate Roberts.
Sure.
Great, great movie. He's 45 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
First, though, Friday means football. Very excited to welcome back to the program. She is the Gridiron Goddess, gridirongoddess.net. We've been having her on for, I don't know, three or four times already, and very impressive so far. Although last week, a little bit of a slip. 4-2, right, Amy?
4-2 if you went with my alternate suicide pick. With my original suicide pick, I was 5-1.
All right, let's not look at it so you can be 5-1.
Well, if I had stuck with what I originally was going to say, Kevin, then it would have been different, but I didn't.
You can see on my list I erased it, but I meant it. I meant to pick it.
But Amy, you were very...
Sorry, I was happy about my one loss in the original pick, though, because it was my Bears beating the Eagles.
That's what I was going to bring up. Yeah, you begrudgingly picked Philadelphia on that, but privately we're very, very happy to see that unbelievable comeback from Chicago, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
All right, tell us about this weekend.
Well, Patriots over the Redskins.
Patriots over the Redskins, that's a long shot, okay.
And Giants and Dolphins playing in London, but Giants beating the Dolphins, of course.
Why are they playing in London?
I don't remember why, but, you know, exhibition game to get people in Europe interested in NFL, I guess. And they've got that gigantic Jason Taylor robotic statue outside Wembley, which is apparently freakish and like Frankenstein.
What is she talking about, Bean?
This isn't an exhibition game, though. This game counts.
Well, not exhibition, but exhibition in terms of Europe's facilities, not for us here in the U.S.
I thought they were just doing that preseason. I didn't know they were going to do it with games that count.
That's weird.
Yeah, I think they're trying to export the NFL brand around the country and get other people excited about it. I don't know how that helps you to have people in Britain be fans of the NFL. Maybe they sell more satellite TV packages or something like that. But I wonder how much – I mean, I know the game sold out in an hour or something like that. I know there was a tremendous demand for tickets for this game. But it's got to – for most of those people, it has to just be a curiosity. I mean, they certainly – most of them have probably never watched American football, I imagine. Or although they do show the Super Bowl over there, so I don't know what kind of a fan base they have.
So you're picking
Italy or Americans, you know. So
you're picking New England, you're picking the Giants over Miami.
Yes.
What else?
Chargers over the Texans.
Chargers over the Texans. Where are they playing that game? Do we know yet? Because Qualcomm Stadium is one of the places where they had homeless people who were put out by the fire.
But it's down to 200 or 300 people now, and they're planning to close the evacuation center at noon today and move anybody remaining to the Del Mar racetrack. So it's looking like they'll get to go ahead to play at Chargers Stadium at Qualcomm.
They said it's much nicer.
Come on. We've got a football game to play. Get out.
Look, I know you lost your house and all your possessions and your cars and perhaps some family members. But seriously, are you ready for some football?
Go sit on a dirt track. We got a football game to play. Get out.
They ought to give whoever's left, they ought to just give tickets to the game, too, by the way. Just let them stay.
That's what
and
I was going to say.
Yeah, just sit in the stands instead of in the parking lot.
Okay, and you're picking which team there, San Diego?
Chargers over the Texans.
Okay.
Titans over the Raiders, because, you know, the Raiders are hapless.
Okay. Well, they do seem to try and lose every creative way possible.
Yeah. And then Tampa Bay over the Jaguars, because Gerard is questionable with his ankle injury, so, you know.
Tampa Bay over Jacksonville. All right. Yeah. That's five picks. Do you have – what's your suicide pick?
Colts over Panthers.
Colts over Panthers.
Yeah.
All right. Suicide.
Is there any way we can fast forward through this weekend and just get to the Patriots-Colts game next weekend?
Nope,
that's really all we're staying alive for at this point.
The Patriots-Colts game is going to be a major showdown. You know, it's going to be kind of like USC-Oregon tomorrow.
Yeah, USC is an underdog for the first time in, what, 3 years or something like that?
The first time since 2003. They were the underdogs against Auburn in 2003, but for the first time since 2001 in the Pac-10.
How about that? UCLA's yeah. undefeated in the Pac-10. Are they going to win?
I don't think so. I think Wazoo's going to beat them.
Are you serious? I get the feeling like the guys in this room could beat Washington State this year. Really? That's embarrassing to hear for Bruins fans.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, you know, it could go either way, but I just have a feeling the Bruins are due for a choke weekend.
All right. What about okay. USC? I didn't ask you who's going to win the USC game.
You know, I don't know.
You don't know. Excellent.
Thanks, Amy. Glad you came on.
I could say that.
It's bad luck for me not to pick it or to pick it, you know, but it's Oregon plus or Oregon minus three.
Right.
Sanchez has been picked to start. I feel more confident with Sanchez at the helm at this game than I do Booty because Austin is such a, you know, kind of, you know, rowdy, noisy, violent place for the visiting team. And he's got a cannon for an arm, but we'll see. It could go either way. I'm hoping the Trojans will win. And even if I thought they wouldn't win, I can't say they wouldn't because I would jinx my own team.
What the hell are you talking? Then just say you're picking USC.
I am picking USC.
All right.
But,
excellent.
You know, I advised people on my site last night to make their own decisions regarding the USC game.
That's a good call.
That's certainly what they come to a football prognostication site for, is to be told to make their own decisions.
Okay, I was 12-4 right. last weekend on my college picks.
Hey, right. That's not too bad. And by the way, that Boston College game last night, unbelievable. Didn't they win 14-10 and score all of their points in the last 3 minutes of the game?
They did, and they made that last touchdown with 11 seconds left. And I feel this season there have been more last-minute nail-biting, come-from-behind wins than any other season ever, you know?
Now that we have Lisa on board with the Boston Red Sox and New England Patriots, it's only a matter of time before she starts coming in talking about the Boston College games.
Oh, my God, there's too much sports.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There is.
All right, so Amy is picking the Patriots, the Giants, the Chargers, the Titans, the Bucks. Suicide pick. You're saying Colts, good pick there, and you're saying USC, and you're going against UCLA this time and saying Washington State. So those are the picks on the radio, and of course, you got more on the site, gridirongoddess.net. Good luck to you, Amy. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Have a great.
How about Harvey Levin, TMZ.com, on the line, the world's greatest and most viewed entertainment website in the world. Hey, Harvey, what's going on, man?
Hi, guys. Hi, what's your name?
Hello, Harvey.
Good to hear from you. And Brittany, every day there's something new, and what a week it was for the little Pop-Tart, huh?
Unbelievable. She really had a week. She really did.
Now, catch everybody up that doesn't pay that close attention. The parenting coach had to turn in a report to court, right?
What do you mean? They don't pay attention.
Well, I'm saying. I'm just saying.
There may be some astronauts listening who just got back from the space shuttle and didn't have access to your site.
Harvey, you're talking to the wake and bake crowd, my friend.
Here's the deal. There's a huge court hearing today at 1:30, and Brittany's going to be there, KFED's going to be there, and the judge in the case is going to decide probably whether Brittany should get her 50-50 custody back or whether it should just stay limited visitation.
Right.
So leading up to all of this, the parenting coach issued a 2.5-page report, and surprise, we found out what's inside that report.
Sure.
And it's pretty negative for Brittany. I mean, this woman is saying that Brittany treated her like a potted plant, that she just ignored her, would never listen to her, wouldn't interact with her. And even the kids, you know, she was off and off on her own thing, you know, changing clothes or on the phone or whatever, but not necessarily totally engaged with the kids the way she wanted to see it. So that's going to be tough for her.
Wow.
But the good news for her is there was a parenting class. Where do you have a co-parenting class with the person you divorced?
That's a great question. I don't know.
The Beverly Hills Hotel.
Sure, yes.
Well, Brittany's there anyway at the bar. Why not?
You know, so you go to the Beverly Hills Hotel. She had a 2-hour parenting class, and it went, from what I'm told, and I've got good sources in this one, really well, that she really liked being around Kevin, which is kind of interesting.
Wait.
Go ahead,
she
Kevin.
Liked being around KFED again?
Absolutely.
No!
I swear.
She's gotten to the point where he looks good again.
I'm telling you.
Her life has fallen apart since they split up.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him any less of a douche.
I mean, I don't think as badly of him anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, the guy's been laying low. The guy's taking care of the kids. It's true. He really,
yeah.
I mean, he point to something he's done, you know, like, you know, shaving his head, you know, flashing. What has he done?
No, he's not as crazy as Britney, but he's still clearly a douchebag. Let's not forget that.
How common are these parenting coaches that are suggested, in fact, insisted on by the judge in a case like this? I mean, I don't think I've ever heard of one before.
No, they exist. And they exist because when two people can't get along, see, what happened here was when they divorced, she didn't want to talk to him at all. She just shut him out. And then once she shut him out and, you know, he wasn't seeing the kids much and when I'm told wanted to, at that point he got mad and wouldn't talk to her. And then she started saying, look, our kids are getting older. We need to talk. And he wouldn't do it. So there was so much anger that was just kind of built up that a lot of times what parenting coaches can do is they can get in there and say, look, you're divorced. You may not get along, but you got to figure out how to deal with this with your kids.
Yeah.
So sometimes judges will do it, and they did it in this case.
Gotcha. All right. And real briefly, because we want to make sure we have time to talk about David Copperfield, I guess she's out of hot water on that hit and run, too. I guess she settled out of court, just paid the woman off. She's not going to face any additional charges for that one, right?
Yeah, I think that whole thing is going to go away. It's dismissed.
Okay, fantastic.
And, you know, just one other quick thing. I mean, what's really interesting, she was, I'm told, and, you know, connect the dots the way you will, but in the last week or so, she has been a different person.
Huh.
And, I mean, like, a hugely different person. You know how she wasn't listening to anybody? She disrespected the judge.
Right.
The last week, it's all changed. And she's listening, I'm told, listening to her lawyers. She was really good at this parenting coach thing.
Cool.
Her mood has been more stable, with the exception of the fact that she was bawling like a baby in the bathroom at the Beverly Hills Hotel before the...
Sure.
Right.
There's that.
But basically, you know, it's like this wild mood swing.
And she's back on some sort of medication?
I'm just saying that's everybody's saying she's suddenly like a different person.
Are you going to be streaming live? Is that what I read?
Yeah, we're streaming live. We're going to. I mean,
from the courthouse.
Hey, listen, I mean, what's the bigger event than to watch Britney Spears running to a courthouse?
All right, now I know you're running late on time, so tell us about David Copperfield.
Well, you know, we've talked to people who were involved in that show, and his M.O. for part of the show is picking up women.
Right.
And what he does is his assistants will spot really pretty women, and then David will pick them out of the crowd, and when he brings them up on stage to be part of the act, if he likes them, he'll use a code word like mama or secrecy. And when he uses that word, the assistants then mark the seats where these women go back to, and then bring them backstage, and then they will take a digital picture of them, ask them all sorts of questions about, you know, what cologne they like, whether they like the Bahamas, and then they create like a computer dossier on them. But I'll tell you why. On the pretext that that David liked him on stage, and if David ever comes to their hometown, they will be part of the act again. So, you know, what the sense we're getting is this woman who's accusing him of sexual assault may have been one of those audience members, and that's why they seized the digital camera and the computer. So, you know, I can't say about anything whether there was sex. I have no idea whether the woman is bogus or real. But we've been talking to other women now who have been part of, you know, the audience, where they too have been brought up to the stage and brought backstage. So there does, I'm not saying anything about sexual assault.
Right.
But there does seem to be that kind of an M.O.
I don't blame him for any of that, by the way, right up until the forcing thing. I mean, if I were on stage, that's what I'd be doing. Hot chick row 3. Yeah. You know what I mean? But
it's just so creepy.
But then if you fly him to the Bahamas and then the whole thing gets ugly if what she says is true.
Let me tell you the most amazing part of it. He takes a frisbee and he throws it into the crowd. And I mean, he's like the best frisbee player ever because he hits the exact person that they've marked. And it's amazing.
Wow.
That's a talent.
Amazing.
Hey, Harvey, let me ask you one more question before you got to hang up. And again, TMZ.com is the site, the great Harvey the Hammer Levin on the line on the Kevin and Bean Show. Why is this an FBI investigation? Is it because the alleged sexual assault happened outside of the United States?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, allegedly crosses state lines. So it didn't make sense to me at first, but all these reports about, you know, $2 million were seized by the FBI, that's not true.
Right.
So when you start looking at, you know, the two things that were seized and the MO and everything else, it just kind of feels like this may be one of the women who went to the Bahamas. And I actually have photographs of another woman who went to the Bahamas. I'm not allowed to use them
yet. She hot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you kidding?
What do you think? Send him over, Harvey.
And did you see the what we put on TV and the website last night, the woman from Atlanta?
Yes, we did. With that little black dress, we sure did. Harvey, good work.
and you know what he threw at her that she caught that caused her to go on stage?
I'm afraid to answer that.
His penis?
Pickle.
A pickle?
Well, I was close.
Wow,
I was pickle. All right, Harvey Levin, TMZ.com. You know, thanks for the bad news, man. You've shattered my faith in magicians, which is all I need to get me through the day. But have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, dude.
See you guys.
TMZ TV 630 channel. We have more tickets for the K-Rock Freak Show coming up this morning.
And the Creep Show, too. You actually win tickets to both. So
what
good
I say?
Deal. Freak Show.
Oh, Freak Show. Okay.
Which, that's the audience, actually.
It'll be both.
Freak Show is what's on stage.
Costume contest.
Also, for $666, yeah, it's a pretty good deal. Also, how about Velvet Revolver's Scott Weiland on the Kevin and Bean Show today? This isn't his one call from jail again,
yep,
right? He's fine.
Yep.
That's not what it's about? Okay.
Everything's
He's on the program today. It's Friday. That means Ralph's got the movie beat coming up later. And director, author Clive Barker is back just in time for Halloween with a very scary new book. We'll talk to him coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, one of Kevin's people.
Yeah.
This is very exciting, Kevin.
Yeah. It's a new website for you. We're speaking to Darrell Waterhouse. Your name is Darrell, right?
Yes, that's correct.
D-A-R-L.
Yes.
Okay.
That's one of a kind. Is that a family name, Darrell, or is that just something your folks made up?
I think they probably just made it up.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, here's the site, and we want to thank the K-Rock listener who tipped us off to this. It is myexcusedabsence.com. Myexcusedabsence.com. If you're interested in a doctor's note without the hassle of getting an appointment, this is going to be the most exciting message you have ever read. That's what it's all about, is you basically generate the official-looking paperwork that we need to prove to our bosses that we were really legitimately out of work, right?
That's correct.
Now, how did no one think of this before now?
You know, that's a good question. It's always been around ever since, I guess, people have been working or going to the doctor. It's been there, so.
Right, but to use the internet this way, you tell us how it happened. You were working someplace, you saw people faking their own stuff, and you said, hey, I can get in on that.
Right, well, supply and demand. We researched it on the internet and found that a lot of people were looking for it, and nobody was there giving them what they were looking for. So,
and how much did it cost you to start this business?
$281, I believe, was my half.
It was his half. Two guys, $281 a piece.
Right.
And how's it working out for you?
It's working well.
Yeah.
It's working well.
How good are these notes? I mean, has anybody been busted coming in with a fake note?
There was a lady that used it to try to get out of court.
That would be the one place I'd be a little wary.
Well, she did it to try to get out of court, but then they called the chiropractor that she had listed, and he said he'd never heard of her.
Okay.
So that's how she got busted.
Which, you know, in most cases, depending, I guess, if you live in a small town or not, most medical professionals aren't supposed to tell too much about.
Right. They got confidentiality laws, so that should generally protect you, but it doesn't always.
I can't imagine if you're – and I can't believe I'm saying this because, you know, I love the jury duty. But I can't imagine if you have a jury summons for the city of Los Angeles, as big as it is, as much paperwork as there is, that they're going to have the time to do the follow-up on a doctor's note if the doctor's note says that you can't serve, right? I mean, I would imagine that would be a pretty safe bet, don't you guys think?
Yeah,
I think
but if
be
you're
true of,
wrong.
I think that'd be true of work and everything else.
Don't
I mean,
they put you in jail?
Well, I'm sure they don't smile.
Now, let me ask you this, Darrell, because while we're talking about the doctor's notes, and I'm on your website right now, and again, it's myexcusedabsence.com. This template that you put on your site is signed by Dr. Sick Note. That's not the name you really use, is it?
No. It's all a marketing...
Yes, you know, Dr. Sick Note says that I need to stay home from work today.
Doctor, I'm faking paperwork so I don't have to go, says I could be off today.
All right, now what other kinds of things can you print out on your site?
Well, you pay the it's on sale now for $19.95. You pay that price, you get all five of the templates, and it's a lifetime usage. Once you get it, you download it to your computer, it's yours for good.
All right, what are the five?
There's three different medical templates. There's a jury duty template, and there's a funeral bereavement. So if you say your grandma dies, you can you know, print it out and you know, make it look real at least.
Nice. Wait a minute, that's your fifth grandparent that died. How's this working?
Divorce.
That's not Darrell's fault if you can't keep track of which relatives you've already said are dead.
That's right.
Now, who's the letterhead on the funeral one? Does that come from a made-up funeral home?
You know what? It's just taken from it was actually a relative of mine that died, and I just copied what theirs exactly what theirs looked like without the picture.
Daryl's a practical man.
Darryl,
sorry.
It's not didn't take a lot of preparation, but it seems like it would probably work because I don't know anyone.
No, that how are you going to check on
get
that?
Get that funeral note and go. I better check on this.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you don't pile on
unless you're effing shaky to begin with.
Right. And I'll tell you what. I mean, you'd have to be pretty tasteless to tell somebody you're going to look into if their grandma died or not.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. True.
Absolutely. All right. So it's 1995. One time, instant download on your computer, and you own the template. Basically, once you get
it,
you can use it and change it however you need. I mean, this is really a lifetime of not having to do stuff that you don't want to do. Can you even put a price on that, you guys? I mean, seriously.
No, absolutely not.
Now, but you fill in the doctor's name and the local information, whatever.
Yeah, you fill in all of the pertinent information to your specific cause.
Is that to legally protect you?
It's for entertainment use only. I don't condone any illegal use of my
product. Right, of course. Of course.
Well, that goes without saying.
That goes without saying, but legally that would protect you, right? Because I'm writing in the doctor's name. I'm the one doing it.
Right. I'm not selling notes. I'm selling templates. That's the difference.
All right. Yeah.
You know, here's the thing.
Smart man, Darryl.
You could set up a friend with a number, so if they did happen to call, that person could totally play the part of the doctor.
Oh, yeah, dude.
We have a lot of things coming at the first of the year, and that's one of them. But of course, I mean, this has to all be run by, and it has to be scrutinized by lawyers just to make sure, because if you get out there and you're wrong.
I understand. Well, and I'm certain that you make no claim for success. Like you said, entertainment purposes only. If it works out for you, great. If it doesn't, it's not really your problem. I mean, people kind of know that, I hope, when they go into it.
Hey, Darryl, I have one more question, and that is medical marijuana prescription?
Well, I'll tell you what.
You know what I'm saying?
Pretty good idea.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things to come.
That's what I'm talking about.
Certainly no laws against forging medical prescriptions. So
that's encouraged by our government.
That's fantastic. All right, myexcusedabsence.com. Great idea, Darryl. Great site. And we'll put the link up at krock.com because this is the type of thing I know our listeners will be getting a lot of use out of. Thanks for coming on the Kevin DeMincio. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Right. And by the way, this is for entertainment use only. We do not condone this.
No.
Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Friday morning. Ralph, what's going on?
You know, I love the lists.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I think all of America loves a good list.
Yeah, because you can argue with it, agree with it, whatever. Most lists blow, though.
Yeah. Yeah. This one's terrific.
Okay, good.
Maxim Magazine has released its list of scariest celebrity faces.
Oh. Hey, that's funny. Scariest celebrity faces.
Just in time for Halloween.
Oh, poor Sarah Jessica Parker. She's back again.
These are the top 10 plastic surgery disasters, Lisa.
Oh,
well.
Plastic surgery disasters.
I will
Jenna
tell you.
Jenna Jameson?
Jenna Jameson certainly should be on the list. I also saw Wayne Newton on a clip of him from Dancing with the Stars, and you were so right about him. He looks like he's wearing a mask.
He really does.
Joan Rivers has to be on
Melanie Griffith.
Yeah.
You're going to be happy with some of the names and unhappy with some of these.
Okay.
These are all kinds of celebrities from every aspect, just anyone in the public eye, really. So it's not just actors and actresses, although quite a few have made the list. Here's the top 10 of the list. It's a bigger list than this, but the top 10. Number 10, Willem Dafoe.
Don't know what he looks like.
I don't recall him having plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Really. Okay.
Number 9, Burt Reynolds.
Oh. Yeah.
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 I can see that.
He's got that wind
just
tunnel.
He's just ruined his face with plastic surgery.
He used to be the best looking man in the world, too, by the way. That's what's sad about Bert.
And was aging pretty great. He looked pretty good as an older dude, you know? He was going to probably move on to character acting and that kind of stuff, I thought. But no, he refuses to believe he's not 35 anymore. And so he just keeps tightening everything up and wearing those bad toupees. And now he's sort of a joke. 8, of course, Michael Jackson.
No, of course.
Certainly.
How is he not number one?
Well, wait till you hear. Number 7, Smokey Robinson. Did you see him on American Idol?
Very
tight. Wow. And he's all Botoxed up, so his face barely moves. Like,
Jackie Chan.
Tracks of my tears. barely move his mouth. Number 6, Bean already mentioned, Wayne Newton. If you saw any of his performance on Dancing with the Stars, you know he was wearing a Wayne Newton mask while he was performing the whole time. It was very odd. Number 5, Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Don't know what she looks like.
She's pretty creepy looking.
She looks like the Wicked Witch of the West now, Kevin.
All right.
Number four, Gary Busey.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's all fucked up. He's
How much of that is reconstructive from the motorcycle accident?
I don't know. But if he should have another accident. It'd help out his face, I think. Okay. All right. We get it. Number three, Ace Frehley of Kiss.
What?
Have
he does
you
look
seen,
100.
Yeah, have you
no,
seen his face?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. Right.
Kevin, remember the first time we had Kiss in, back when they played the K-Rock Weenie Roast a number of years ago? We had all four of them come in studio for the interview. And we're going, you know, Gene looks all right, and Paul looks okay, and Peter looks all right. What's going on with Ace? He looked like he's about 25 years older than everybody else in the band.
He was 120.
Yeah, it was rough.
Donatella Versace.
Oh, yeah.
She is a bright bastard.
She is honked up.
Oh, my God.
I don't know her.
She's a
I mean, I know she's a
fashion
bastard.
Designer.
I know that.
Yeah.
I don't know what she looks like.
Have you ever watched Saturday Night Live? Maya Rudolph does a very funny Donatella Versace.
The giant
impression.
Lips.
She kind of looks like a guy in drag.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's what you want to go for as a woman.
Yeah.
And number one, Jocelyn Wildenstein. You may not know the name, but have you ever seen the Catwoman of New York City?
Oh, yes.
The woman who's had about 100 procedures done to make her face look more like a lion.
Yeah. It seems like that was her goal, though.
It was.
I mean,
she loves
cats and wants to look like a cat.
Look her up online if you haven't seen her picture of her. It's scary.
It is the scariest face in the world. So.
Verdict, mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo.
Is
gay.
What?
But has a new girlfriend. Or beard, shall we say.
Yeah.
Apparently he's dumped his country singer girlfriend Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
And according to People Magazine, is now dating One Tree Hill actress Sophia Bush.
Yep.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Right.
Nice.
Stop that. Stop
moving
clapping.
That much closer to me. He's already
have a beard. That's
Pasadena.
A good one to have.
He's just narrowing it down. He's already in the right neighborhood. Woo! Yeah.
It's all about
Tony
Mike.
Romo.
It is, yeah.
Tony Romo has a new girlfriend.
Nice.
Sophia Bush. And Carrie Underwood, you'd think, would be heartbroken. But
no.
According to the New York Post, she's got a new boyfriend.
Wow.
Sure.
Carrie Underwood, former American Idol contestant, the country western
smash
star. That's
the thing about the beautiful people is they have options.
She's now dating Chase Crawford.
Chase Crawford.
Private
My name is Chase Crawford.
He is,
who's that?
One of the stars of Gossip Girl, that new series,
oh,
popular series over
show.
There on the
I
CW.
Watch that show.
Apparently, they're all hot and heavy. So good for you, Chase, who spells his name, by the way, Chace.
Oh, I hate him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what could be more hateable?
Chace.
Mm-hmm.
Bite me.
Chase Crawford. I'm Chase Crawford. I play by my own rules.
Yeah.
Got a badge, a gun, and a bad attitude. I'm Chase Crawford.
Wow.
Highway Patrol.
Ralph, I know you hate the country music.
Yes.
But you did see Carrie on American Idol. She's a hottie, right?
She's attractive, but she's like a mannequin. She's not. She has no personality. She has no sort of sexuality or sensuality about herself. She looks like a plastic doll.
Hmm. Maybe that's what I like about her.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
Used to the blow-up girlfriends. Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. She used to ride Barbaro. Angelina Jolie may be drinking too much, according to Life and Style Weekly magazine.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, it's causing a problem between her and her husband, Brad Pitt. Her boyfriend. Are they married? They got married.
No, they're not married.
No. Mm-mm.
Let's just call him husband, shall we?
Sure.
That's so hot.
Apparently.
Her drinking?
Yes. Fellow restaurant goers caught her out to dinner one night with Brad, where Angie drank three shots of vodka before dinner, five glasses of white wine with dinner, and then a glass of dessert wine after her meal.
That would be pass out time.
That's just a rough day. That's all. No biggie.
Five glasses of wine.
Apparently, she and Brad got into an argument about it by the end of the meal, and he made her stop drinking. She wanted to order more.
She only weighs 90 pounds.
Yeah.
How could she drink that much?
Wouldn't take that much.
Now she's really Kevin's dream girl. She looks like that, and she just gets loaded when you take her out.
Other people at the restaurant overheard her screaming at Brad, "How can you live with yourself?
No, better one innocent person die than 100 guilty people live.
Give me a water.
You guys are bad.
Give me your water. You can get more.
Give me a water.
You can get more.
They're doing their impression of me in Vegas. By the way, I'm going to Vegas this weekend.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Monday.
Yeah. When do you come back?
Monday afternoon.
So you'll be doing the show live from Las Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
Kevin is going to Las Vegas to see Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
You know what a mess he's going to be?
Oh, how dare you?
Biggest.
I will be professional as always.
Yeah, that's what we're afraid of. And our pal Bob Dylan has a new gig.
Yes, what's he up to?
Fantastic.
Bob is starring in a new TV commercial for the Cadillac Escalade.
What?
Okay.
Wow, is his career going down?
The commercial has Bob driving through the desert while a song called Hell by the band Smog plays in the background. Then we will hear Bob at the end give the car manufacturer's new tagline, "What's life without a detour?" Or, meaning... So we'll get to see Bob and his scary-looking face driving an Escalade.
What the
Here's
hell?
The thing. Bob Dylan was like the architect
right.
of the anti-establishment, poetic beat generation, folk
right.
singer,
Everything
BS.
The opposite of this Cadillac commercial.
Now he's driving a Cadillac Escalade.
Wow. Yeah.
The times, they really are a-changing.
Do you think he knows that that's what he's doing?
No.
Yeah.
He has no idea.
But imagine
propped
how
him up and hit. They put a brick on the gas pedal and just closed the door.
Shoot it! Just film it.
Just driving in circles.
Imagine how TiVo that commercial is going to be for people who get to the end of it, hear Bob talking, go, "What did he say?
What was
go back, go back."
They better run
say?
Subtitles.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Tom Cavanaugh. Remember him on Ed?
Yeah,
how great was
he doing
Tom
now?
On Ed?
He was good.
He also played the brother on Scrubs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
played
JD's
yeah.
brother on that show. He had a series last season called Love Monkey that I liked a
That's
lot about
right.
the record industry, but never really
that
did
went
very
away pretty
well.
Quickly, yeah.
But I'm sure he's appearing on stage because he was a big Broadway actor before he went to television. He's 39 years old today. Keith Urban, speaking of country music, of course, the husband of Nicole Kidman, also is 40 years old today. Carrie Elwes, very talented actor, 45. Dylan McDermott turns 46 today. Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks' wife and an actress in her own right, is 49. Jacqueline Smith from Charlie's Angels turns 60. Pat Sajak, host of Wheel of Fortune, my favorite slot machine in the world. I'm so jealous you're going to Vegas. I love playing that Wheel of Fortune.
Really?
Wheel of Fortune. You get to spin it and money comes
I've never
comes
played
out.
That once.
Oh, so much fun. That's gay.
It's not gay. It's
in
my
Vegas?
ATM, man. It's my ATM. I sit down, boom, I walk away with
Vegas
$200.
Vegas is my ATM,
Yeah,
bitch.
Okay. And Bob Hoskins, very talented actor, is 65 years old today. John Heder, who played Napoleon Dynamite in Napoleon Dynamite, turns 30. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
First, though, Kevin, I'm looking online at the San Jose Mercury News newspaper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the article. Those looking for new insight into the dizzy world of Britney Spears won't find it on Blackout. For the most part, the pop star just wants to have fun on her fifth studio album, which hits stores this Tuesday, October 30th. Right. What fans will find, however, is a vastly more interesting and less expected than a first-person rehash of all the tabloid tales. Ready for the bombshell to drop? Blackout is the best album of Britney Spears' career.
What?
What about that?
I don't think I believe that.
Really?
That's what this writer for the newspaper says. So the album does come out on Tuesday. We do have an advanced copy of it. We thought we'd bring Britney onto the show and find out what she thinks about the work that she has done. Hey, Britt.
Hey, y'all. Morning.
So the CD comes out on Tuesday. The San Jose Mercury News, or one of those papers, said it's the best CD of your life.
Oh, my God, y'all. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Now, Britney, have you heard it yet?
I've heard, like, some of it, but not, like, all of it.
Okay, I can't tell how we got it. King of Mexico! But we have an advanced copy of it, so we're going to play some clips now.
Nuh-uh.
For what people can expect on Tuesday.
Cool.
Is that cool? Okay, of course, everybody knows this song because it's the most famous one. Now, you must have been super happy about that one skyrocketing up the charts.
Yeah, I was super excited.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about you, though, Britney, is you kind of, all of your songs, no offense intended here, sound like they could have been made by any human on Earth with the right Pro Tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, like, I was the human on this Earth, and I made them.
That is true. That's hard to argue.
Good point.
Okay, here's another clip from the CD that's coming. That's not bad. I mean, by Britney standards.
Yeah, it's okay.
I guess
you know what I mean?
Bury her vocal enough, you can just dance to the beat, I guess.
It's awesome. You know you love it.
Okay, it's awesome. And here's another clip. Okay, that's not the... Okay, but that's not the finished version, is it?
Da, da, da.
I mean, that's not the version you're going with, though,
da, 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 da.
Britt. Because that one's not quite as good.
Da, 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 da.
Okay. Here's another
Brittany, clip. Is this a good time for you to be putting out an album? Don't you have enough going on in your personal life where you really shouldn't be worrying about interviews and promotion?
No, well, y'all, I don't have, like, anything going on, and I'm, like, bored.
You don't have anything going on.
What about small children that you're trying to raise? What about them? Doesn't that require some of your time?
No, that's what, like, Lupita's for.
Oh, but I forgot about Lupita.
Brittany, okay. You have a court case at 1:30 today. You know that.
That's what my attorney does.
Okay. All right. I think you're supposed to be there, but okay.
Really?
Here's another song from the CD.
I have to tan.
It's called Dangerous.
And then I have to shop.
Right.
And then I have to fix my weed.
Okay.
Y'all.
All right. Here's a new song called Danger Zone.
I'm Budgie, bitch. Cool Ranch Doritos on my sweaty belly. The crumbs dripping down my chin. Ooh. Drinking Alfredo sauce.
Wow, that...
Ding dang, y'all.
That doesn't sound good.
I want to talk about Funyuns. But yeah. Then my producer's like, no, go with Doritos.
Go with Doritos.
Okay. Right. So you remember that? That does sound familiar to you, Brittany?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This song is called Raccoons is Purdy. Britney Spears' new CD.
They're so purdy.
That's lovely.
Wow. They're so pretty. We have one in Louisiana, and I want to pet them, but my mom's like, no.
Yeah. But, you know, you hate your mom, so you do it anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good advice, probably, from your mom, is really to not touch the raccoons.
But he was purdy.
Yeah.
Right. You don't think there's too much processing on your voice? That sounds good to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my favorite. I think this is the one that's going to seal the deal. This is probably the one that newspaper was talking about, that it's going to be the best CD of her career. This is called Chocolate Bacon.
Nothing better, is there, Brent?
Y'all, I want to take my two favorite things, chocolate
yeah.
and bacon.
Yeah, make a song out of it?
LOL.
Well, good luck with that on Tuesday.
Bye, y'all. Bye.
Yesterday, Ralph was talking about the CD sales in the nation this week, and there was one in particular that caught our attention and inspired Josh Groban. Do you guys know who this is? Skinny little kid with the hair. Looks like he looks like a ferret.
Does he sing religious music?
No, he's kind of a light rock, kind of opera style singer.
Yeah,
you just
yeah
got,
I think I know
I got a clip
yeah,
here. Hang on a sec. This is the dude we're talking about. Number 3 album in America. You raise me up so I can. And there's a word for this kind of music, and I think it's the worst music in the world, I think is what it's affectionately referred to as. But this kid, I mean, it's unbelievable. He's got specials on TV. He sells millions and millions and millions of albums around the world.
His new one
that's out
voice.
Right now is Christmas music, too, which is kind of weird in October.
Yeah, it's called Noel, and we were talking yesterday about how are people already buying Christmas music. This doesn't make any sense to us. So we got an email from our fat listener, Tiffany.
Oh! Hi.
Hi there. How are you, Tiffany?
Hi, Tiffany.
I'm a little offended that you think Josh Groban looks like a ferret.
Well, I mean, seriously,
exactly
though.
Like a ferret. I mean, if a ferret were to come to life and become human, it would be Josh Groban. Tell me how he doesn't look like a ferret.
I think it's just the hair. I think he's got some big
face.
Yeah, face, the nose, the pointy little nose, and the beady little eyes. Seriously, and I saw him digging in my yard the other night too, which is kind of weird.
So you're right. I understand what you mean. How crazy it is. The Christmas music is already being sold. But this Christmas music is not the only thing that's making it sell out. I'm a member of Josh Groban's fan base.
Yes.
Known as Grobanites.
I didn't make up the name. That name existed before I joined the group. I kind of became a Grobanite after he did some LMFBO performances, and he had already, like, a solid fan base following.
Then you have the nerve to say these people are freaking nuts.
They are worse than me.
These people meaning everyone else but you.
Right, not you.
Now, Tiffany, you're a pretty full-time Kevin and Bean fan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I don't understand.
How do you mix those two together?
How do you become a Grobanite, then?
I actually have a really broad taste in music. I listen to you guys in the morning. I listen to NPR in the afternoon. I listen to Josh Groban. I listen to
Jimmy Buffett.
Wow.
Right, but,
look, I appreciate Tiff. I appreciate a wide musical variety as much as anybody. I love lots of different kinds of music. But I draw the line at the worst music in the world. Josh Groban is so far below the list of listenable tunes that I don't understand how he's included.
Well, if you're into opera and stuff, which I kind of am as well, and kind of that pop/opera thing, like I'm into Sarah Brightman as well, who is a very...
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, and he's sort of along the same lines. He even did a duet with her a long time ago, I think like back in 2002.
That is a great story. Tell us more.
Well, it was called The Ferret and the Chick. Now, what about the Grobanites? Because this is the topic we're going to get into, because we had an off-air conversation when we received your email yesterday, Tiff, about fan clubs. And these days, it's more of an internet thing. That's how, fans stay in touch with the artists that they like. And, Mike's in a couple of groups. I'm in a couple of groups. We're not Grobanites, don't get me wrong. But
What goes on with these
people that you say are so crazy? Is it true in your email? Do they post pictures on the fan club website of cakes that they have baked to celebrate Josh Groban's birthday?
Actually, the embarrassing thing about that is that was the first cake was my cake.
Tiffany started it.
Tiffany! Oh,
yes, yeah. She did. She made a cake for Josh Groban, took a picture of it, and put it online.
As fat as Tiffany is, she probably makes a lot of cakes.
Oh, come on.
Tiff, we're just teasing with you because of that other time we had you on. Okay.
I know. I get it. The story behind that cake, though, and just so that there is background on it.
It's not going to help. But go ahead. Go ahead, but it's not going to help.
Utah Grobanites, there was a really dedicated group of Utah Grobanites when I lived in Utah. And we were all very, very good friends. And it was weird. We ranged from ages from, we had a 14-year-old and we had, a 65-year-old as part of that.
Most of them 65, though, right?
Yeah. There are a lot of 65-year-olds. Okay. And we just thought it would be funny because we would get together every month and have dinner and just talk. And it kind of became about the fraternity of friends versus Josh Groban. And so we just, for fun, threw a birthday party, took pictures of it. We had a cardboard cutout of Josh Groban there with a birthday hat. And we took pictures. We put it online.
All right, here's the key. Here's the key question. This is the key question to know whether or not that's okay. Drunk?
No.
Okay, not okay. Drunk, everything's funny. Not drunk, bad choice.
By the way, doesn't UCLA play the Utah Grobanites later this season?
I think so.
It sounds like they should. So what other crazy stuff do they do? I mean, you mentioned in your email that the hardcore Josh Groban fans will go out and buy every single version of the album. The Target one has an extra track, and then you buy it over here, and you get a DVD, and then you buy it over here, you get a Christmas ornament. I mean, these are crazy people who really are going beyond just, hey, I like that dude's song, right?
And I think that's actually why the album is placed so high in the charts right now. You don't have a bunch of individual fans buying one album. You have 2 million older fans buying three or four different copies.
So he's taking advantage of the fact that you guys are fans to put out three or four versions of it.
Yeah.
So that you'll buy all three or four.
He's been doing that since his second CD. Well, actually, I think it was his third CD, but he's been doing it since Closer. Right,
we're going to take calls at 1-800-520-1067. I doubt we'll find one that's more extreme than this, but here's the topic. Fan clubs that you're embarrassed to be a member of. So you wouldn't really bring it up when you're around your friends because you know they would mock you. So you're in a fan club that you would be embarrassed of.
Right. Tiff, are you embarrassed by the Josh Groban fan club? I mean, I would be, but are you?
Some of them. We have a fan. She's very nice, but she has a tattoo on her arm of Josh Groban's face, and she got him to sign her arm, and she got the signature tattooed to her arm. But those people embarrass me.
Yeah, sure. Those people are bad.
Psycho Mike did that with Ozzy Osbourne recently, Tiffany. You know that?
But
he's Ozzy. And this is Ozzy. Ferret That's face. True. All you got to do is draw ferret.
Exactly. All right, Tiff, you're always awesome to come on and put up with our abuse. But I guess the message that we're saying, and please correct me if I'm wrong here, Kevin, is stop it. Right?
Well,
I mean, that's what we're saying.
It's
just stop it.
With the Grobanites. Stop being Grobanites. Can you cancel your membership, Tiffany?
I am actually up for renewal next month.
Oh.
All right.
You have a decision to make, young lady.
It's a tough one.
Yep. This is a fork in the road. This is where you decide whether you're going to be part of the human race or be a Grobanite.
How about if I tell you that I'm going to stop, but I just kind of do it in secret?
That's what we're talking about is fan clubs you're embarrassed to be a part of.
Exactly. Thank you for the email. Thank you for coming on, as always. We appreciate it, Tiff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you think the Ferret Face newsletter is called that, the Ferret Face newsletter?
Probably.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. I guess so, yeah.
Talking to K-Rock listener Tiffany a moment ago, she is a self-professed Grobanite. Didn't seem too embarrassed about it, but that's kind of got us on the topic of fan clubs maybe that you kind of wish you hadn't joined. Kind of like Kevin said, you wouldn't really tell your friends about them, but you are secretly a member and enjoy it. That's what we're looking for at 1-800-520-1067. Psycho Mike, still in the KISS Army, but he's proud of it, right, Mike?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not at all embarrassed about that.
Well, you have to have the decency to be embarrassed by your choices, which Bean and Mike do not have.
Right.
All right. Let's begin with, is this Jeannie in Fontana?
Hey, Steve. Yeah, hi there. How are you today?
We are good. How are things in Fontana?
Well, North Orange County is beautiful. You didn't hear that, though.
Nicely said.
Nicely said. All right, fan club, what are you in?
Jeff Gordon Network.
The car racer?
The car racer. The
How can you not be? If you're in Fontana, it's required, isn't it, to live there?
I suppose.
You know, when I moved from Yorba Linda, they did require that I transfer my membership to him, yes.
They go door to door and make sure you're in the Jeff Gordon fan club. Yeah.
I believe that they do.
Now, what do you get for being in the fan club?
Well, I get $50 off any time I go to a race at their little trailer. I think I have to spend $150 to do that.
Excellent. Oh, that's a deal.
Yeah, right.
Now, do you spend a lot of your time hiding the fact that you're in the Jeff Gordon fan club?
I will tell you, a select few know that I am in.
Right.
Only a select few.
You have to be careful who you tell, otherwise you'll be demolished with it.
Jeannie, is it because he's cute?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, you can kind of excuse that.
You know,
she thinks he's hot.
Sure. I actually think my husband's going to find out that I'm for now.
What? Your husband doesn't know?
No. Why would I?
What? How long have you been married, Jeannie?
15 years.
What?
Hey, things a little spicy. What do you know?
Yeah, 15 years. Girl needs a little something.
All right. If you have a wife named Jeannie in Fontana, she's in the Jeff Gordon fan club. She's hid it from you. What else is she hiding from you?
That's who she thinks of when you have sex.
That's right. That's why she helps Jeff during sex.
All right, Jeannie. Thank you very much for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Let's go down to the next line and talk to Santiago. He is in Linwood. And let's try to get our heads around this fan club.
Hey, Santiago.
Hi, good morning, Kevin and me.
Santiago, you're very brave to call.
Member of a fan club you're embarrassed of.
Big time. I'm embarrassed to call.
Yes?
I'm embarrassed to call and say what it is.
What is it?
Yeah,
just say it for me.
What is it?
Say it.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag.
Come on.
The douchiest of all.
So.
I'm to call because... He's a douche.
Yeah, but how?
How did it happen?
Well, you can't be a member of a fan. Hold on, can't be a member of a fan club and say he's a douche. You can't do both.
All right. Well, see, I joined like one. Then I was like, I joined because I think he does pretty neat stuff.
He does. His tricks are really amazing. But it's the other 58 minutes.
I guess the personality of the man. He's a douche.
Yeah.
But I like his neat stuff that he does.
Some of his illusions are amazing. I'll go that far. But I just can't get past the hair and the clothing and the jewelry and the...
See, here's the thing, and I think this is what makes Chris Angel a perfect example of what we're talking about. Even if you admire his technical skills on stage, why be a fan club of a guy that you wouldn't want to have a beer with? You know what I mean? I mean, can you imagine anything more insufferable than having to spend time with Chris Angel? Even you would hate it, Santiago, right?
Well, I mean, everyone in Vegas is having a beer with Chris Angel.
Yeah.
Everyone that's somebody. I mean, look at Tommy Lee.
Yeah, sure.
So what do you get?
Okay. Yeah, what do you get from him?
Newsletters and stuff like that, like saying what's the next trick he's going to do and crap like that.
Does he talk about his dead dad in the letter?
Yeah, he's like, my dead dad wish he was watching me do this trick.
Yep, that's what he says pretty much every day.
Doesn't say anything about his dead dad. I'm just kidding.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Santiago, never tell another soul that.
I know, I don't tell anybody.
Right, no worries, thank you. That's what we wanted you to call, but...
Take that to your grave.
Yeah.
How about Tim on line 7? He's in La Habra. Here's one I had no idea there was a single U.S. fan in the fan club, but Tim's the guy, I guess. Good morning. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so pretty embarrassed to admit it, but I am a huge Kylie Minogue fan.
Kylie Minogue?
Really?
Yeah, and the funny thing is it's not that, not that it's a big deal, except that all my friends are huge... like metalheads, like Metallica and Slayer and stuff like that.
Yeah. So your friends who like Slayer, they don't have the understanding of the dancing Kylie Minogue?
No, they don't have the understanding. Yeah. I mean, they think they would think I'm sure I'm gay for liking Kylie, but hey, at least you know Metallica, Slayer. That's a sausage fest. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Keep telling yourself that. Keep trying to defend that choice.
All right, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Wow.
I got one of Tim's fans right here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Everybody.
Right.
You eat. Suck. Your mom, die, die, die. Your mom, die, die, die. Your mom, die, die, die. Your mom.
No, that was,
yeah.
That's the video that's up at Kerrick.com. It was the Slayer parking lot. That's what that was. Let's go to Inferno in Yorba Linda.
No, it's not.
Hi, Inferno.
Hello, good morning.
Is that your name?
No, that's actually my warrior name for the my club that I'm in.
Oh, kill yourself.
Oh, wait a minute.
You got more problems than we have time for, Inferno.
That's your warrior name from the club you're in.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's a worldwide fan club for a band called Turbo Negro from Norway.
Yeah.
It actually started off as a joke. Well, kind of like making fun of the Kiss Army, but it actually took off really well.
By the way, Turbo Negro might be the best band name ever. That's strong.
They're great, though. I don't understand what's so embarrassing. I mean,
yeah, they're
awesome
aren't they? They're like super heavy metal, right?
Sure.
No.
Not so much.
What kind
they're
of
more. It's they're like, more straight up rock and roll, like you can tell.
Like pop rock.
Yeah. But they sing about like being gay and stuff.
Okay.
But that was like what their earlier albums were about. Now it's just pretty much awesome lyrics about nothingness, which. You can rock out to, but...
Okay. Well, there's nothing to be embarrassed about then with the Turbo Negro. That sounds fine.
Hold it. Her nickname is Inferno.
That's a little embarrassing.
Now, they give you that?
No, actually, you choose them.
You chose Inferno.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because I'm a firefighter.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That was a last-second save. Wow.
Okay.
After the fires, what are we supposed to say now?
Yeah.
All right. You rule. You're the best.
Well, the thing is, like, my friends at work, I mentioned it once, and they looked at me like I'm the weirdest person in the world, and I'm never allowed to talk about it again.
Yeah.
So that made it embarrassing, but only at work. But then again, I've got my friends that are separate from work that are like, oh, and we have got jackets for different chapters.
Is this still Inferno that we're talking to?
Yeah. I'm afraid. We got to move on. Thank you very much. I wish we had more time for some of these calls, but let's just close with Andrew in Burbank, if we can just squeeze one more in.
How do we not go to Mark, who's a cage fighter in a Spice Girls fan
club?
Look
at the time. Look
at the time. He's a cage fighter.
Clive Barker coming up after 8. We got the movie we have a very, very busy show. So let's just close with Andrew. Hey, you're on the Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Okay, so I am a member of the Fall Out Boy fan club.
Hey, bud. I just got the new Fall Out Boy song on my VCast phone. It gets me pumped.
Yeah.
You lost a bet or what happened? It was a prison initiation, right, to get into a gang? What's the deal?
It's a guilty pleasure, but I didn't know it was going to be this bad once I joined.
Yeah. Well, here's the weird thing about Fall Out Boy. They write really catchy kind of pop rock type songs.
Mm-hmm.
They're decent songwriters, but to be in the fan club, dude. I mean, I don't even like to admit that I like their music.
I know you get an umbrella when you join the fan club.
An umbrella?
Why an umbrella?
Yeah. What?
For what?
In case it rains.
For that.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay, good.
Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Friday morning. KRQFM passing Los Angeles. What's happening, Ralph?
Blah. Clive Barker. Scary.
Yeah. I know. He's a Renaissance man. This guy does it all, man.
New book, new video game.
Scary dude, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Right. No one's arguing.
It's scary.
Right.
Telling you he's scary.
No one's arguing.
Oh, okay. Well, looks like our favorite lesbian may be back in the market sometime soon.
Oh.
Why is Ellen DeGeneres really crying on her show? Have less to do with her little dog, Iggy, and more with the fact that Star Magazine is claiming the 3-year relationship between Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi may be coming to an end.
Aww.
A source tells Star Magazine that it's the 15-year age difference between the two that's having the effect. I quote, Portia has been telling Ellen she's very unhappy at home. When it comes down to it, she wants to be with someone younger and hotter.
Oh, come on.
That hurts.
No one says that.
She wants out, but Ellen has been begging her to stay. Portia is really everything in this world to her.
Uh-oh.
Everything in this world to me, too, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
It's kind of good news, bad news. Good for the world that she'll be single. Bad for us guys who have no shot at her because she's a full-time lesbian.
Yes, she is.
She's dedicated.
Yeah.
I heard Ellen tried to give her away to her makeup artist.
Is that right?
And that's what really cheesed her off. She said, "Why, you just can't do that. There's a contract." But
she found her a good home, though, Ralph.
No, it's not the same.
You know a lot about being a lesbo.
The lesbian home wants her back now. They don't want Ellen to have her anymore. Hey, you know, usually the BS world of theater is Lisa's domain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But every once in a while, something pops up that I think even our K-Rock listening audience would appreciate when it comes to the world of theater. And I think this is one of those times. Starting this weekend at a place called Charlie O's, which is at the Alexandria Hotel downtown in Los Angeles on Spring Street.
Yeah.
This weekend opens Point Break Live.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So glad you brought this up.
The stage adaptation of the 1992 classic Keanu Reeves Patrick Swayze epic.
Oh, Point Break. God.
Wait, listen. Keep going.
Okay, I will.
Keep going.
Lisa's so excited.
Oh, we're talking theater. I'm so excited.
Point Break.
Of course, you know the story. Former college football star Johnny Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Keanu Reeves. Goes in pursuit of the surfing, bank robbing, skydiving, bare hand fighting, adrenaline junkie Zen master Bodhisattva, played by Patrick Swayze.
Wow!
Yeah, you know Johnny Utah's a FBI agent. He goes undercover with the Point Break gang.
Well, of course.
Here's the best part of the whole thing. Each night, a lucky member of the audience will be selected at random to play the starring role of Keanu Reeves.
What?
You get to play Johnny Utah if you are selected from the audience that evening. The lucky winner reads the entire script off of cue cards on stage with the rest of the cast.
I see.
The producers guarantee this method managed to capture the rawness of the Keanu Reeves performance.
The rawness.
Yeah. In other words, it guarantees that the role will be played by someone who is incapable of acting.
Ah.
So this way, just reading off a cue card replicates to the best of their ability the performance of Keanu Reeves.
OMG. Oh, my God.
Sounds like a good time at the theater, doesn't
it? Yeah, it kind of does.
I might have to check this out. If, for more details, you can go to theatermania.com. Theatermania.com. Once again, theatermania.com.
Or email Ralph at
K-Rock.com. No, I'm trying to avoid that.
Oh, right. Don't.
What was that Theatermania website you were mentioning today on the show? And you can get details how to buy tickets and stuff. But it's every Friday and Saturday night, apparently. It's an open-ended run, so it could be running for months. But it's just open, so you might want to check it out.
That sounds great. Great idea for
a
play.
Give you a little heads up on Point Break Live. The Lost Curse continues.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Kim.
Hey!
Come on, Psycho Mike. If you're not going to do it with gusto, don't do it at all.
Sorry, dude.
All right.
You let us down.
Who, of course, stars as Jin-Soo Kwon.
Hey!
On Lost.
Much better.
Was popped on DUI charges yesterday at 3 a.m. by Honolulu police. That's the big triumvirate now. It's Michelle Rodriguez from that show, Cynthia Watros, and Daniel Day-Kim all popped for DUI. Mr. Echo was nabbed in September of last year on charges of disobeying a police officer and driving without a license. Now, all these actors have been kicked off the show as a result of their, directly as a result of their legal issues, but it does seem to be coincidental.
Yeah,
that everyone who gets in trouble with the law leaves the show. So maybe they broke the bad news to Jin, and that's why he turned to the Jin.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Be.
A little gin and juice. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
You hear me?
Uh-oh.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was drinking.
Yeah.
His character's name is Jin.
Right.
You don't get it.
Get that.
You don't get it
get
at
it.
All. You don't get it.
Get it.
I'm saying you don't get it. FBI are still investigating David Copperfield on rape charges.
Oof.
Dude.
Bad stuff. A friend of the alleged victim tells the National Enquirer that the magician tried to buy her off with a $2 million payday.
Yeah?
Give me $2 million and if I give you $2 million, will this go away, basically? But she's not backing down.
Wow.
Friend of the young lady at the center of the controversy says she was flown to the Bahamas, where David Copperfield has a home. Promised there'd be a lavish party there that she could attend, but when she got there was no party. There was no one else around except for David. She requested to leave, and Dave said she could go home the next day, but she claimed she woke up in the middle of the night to find the illusionist holding her down. Yeah.
How do we know he wasn't just making it look like he was holding her down?
Ah, it was an illusion.
See?
He was trying to make his penis disappear.
And then reappear.
Yes.
disappear again.
Apparently, she took photos of the crime scene with her cell phone, didn't shower in order to preserve any physical evidence, and then when she got home, she immediately called her mom to take her to the hospital to get a date rape kit test performed.
Wow.
So,
that's ugly.
As you can imagine, David's camp not talking about the allegations. But the lawyer, his lawyer says his client's reputation speaks for itself. He's got a reputation of being a dorky douchebag.
Kind of does.
How
yeah.
does that speak for him?
He is a magician.
But he had Claudia Schiffer, for God's sakes.
I know that.
The guy's got game. I just don't understand why this is his M.O. It seems like he's going to extraordinary lengths
he can.
To get a woman.
Who's he had since Claudia Schiffer?
Probably lots of random hot chicks.
Oh, Bean, you live in a fantasy world.
Bean wants him. That's all he knows.
You know, we were talking about this earlier off the air, Ralph. I can't imagine a woman says yes to flying to the Bahamas with David Copperfield for a party without expecting to have sex.
It's a stupid move unless you...
It's also not okay,
but
it's different to expect you're going to go and party with the rich and famous and David Copperfield and maybe you'll give it up versus getting there and finding there's no party and he's got you alone in his home.
Yeah.
It's a setup and the doors are locked from the inside.
Yeah. I think.
And the party's in his pants.
And no means no. And she says, you know, regardless of why she flies there, when she says, I want to go home.
I agree.
He says, okay, you can leave tomorrow. Then that's the way it's supposed to play out.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Should we arrest David Copperfield?
Yes, we should. But not for this.
I don't know why Bean supports rape, but apparently he thinks it's
not
okay.
At all. No, apparently you do.
Apparently you think it's her fault. I see.
I guess my surprise is that she didn't want to have sex with him because I thought that's why she went.
I would like the state of Washington to hear this piece of tape before Bean gets impaneled as a juror in any particular case coming up. Can we play that to the Attorney General of Washington when we get him on the phone later this month?
Don't ruin that for me, guys.
Yeah, we got nothing but time.
If she shouldn't have gone there if she wasn't planning on sex with him. She should have been raped. I think that's what Bean's saying.
I know. I'm not saying that at all. Right. He clearly was in the wrong if he raped her, but I'm surprised that it got to that point because I thought that would have been understood when she got on the plane is, hey, I'm going to the Bahamas on a private plane with David Copperfield. He wants to have sex with me, and I know that going in.
We'd like to have juror number 12 removed, please, Your Honor. And lastly, a real quick email about celebrities and the fires that have been going on the past couple of days. This comes from listener Gary Shipper. Okay. On the Showbiz Beat a couple days ago, you mentioned some of the celebrity homes in the way of the Malibu and Canyon fires. I happen to know where Mel Gibson's house is, and it was in danger. Apparently, he's got a home which is just off of the Petraeus Canyon Drive. As a matter of fact, I don't know the actual street name, but I always pass it heading north. It's just a block beyond Petraeus. It's a block beyond Petraeus. That's where his house is located. Don't you understand?
On Petraeus.
Black beyond Petraeus. Black beyond Petraeus. Gary Shipper, you move me.
No one enjoys that!
It was excellent. Just talking about giving me the finger for no apparent reason.
not for no apparent reason.
That was awesome.
No.
It was timely. It was as fresh as today's headlines, and it rocked. Good work, Gary. Today's celebrity birthdays.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
Like there was momentum. John Heder, Napoleon Dynamite, is 30 years old today. Carrie Elwes, one of my favorite actors. Remember him in Princess Bride?
Oh, yeah.
He played Wesley.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Also, the Dread Pirate Robert C. is 45 years old today. Jacqueline Smith, one of Charlie's Angels, turned 60. Pat Sajak, host of Wheel of Fortune, turned 61. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You know, Halloween's a fantastic time of year. It's one of our favorite holidays here at K-Rock. But what must Halloween be like for a guy like Clive Barker with everything he's got going on in his head?
Good.
It's got to be the best day of the whole year.
Yeah.
We're happy to welcome Clive back to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Mr. Barker.
Thank you, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
We're doing great. Hey, you grew up in the England. Is that where you're from?
I grew up in Liverpool. On Penny Lane, like the Beatles song.
How about that?
No kidding. Do they have Halloween over there? I don't even remember.
No, not really. But it's nowhere near as big a holiday as this year. I love Halloween. This is my time of year.
Well, it's unbelievable every time we have you on how much you have going on, Clive, between the movies, the DVDs, and the comics, and the books, and the games, and the art, and everything else. Yeah. And you got a big couple of weeks right now.
Yeah. Tomorrow we got a big signing at a different light in West Hollywood for a new book, which doesn't come out until next week. So we're getting a bit of a jump on the release date of the book.
That book comes out Tuesday, right?
It comes out Tuesday. Okay. It's called Mr. Be Gone, and it's me returning to my roots. It's me writing about hell, my favorite subject.
Yeah.
And then we got an art exhibition happening November 8th down at the Green Exhibitions down in downtown.
Right.
On the art walk there. And sure. A lot of big paintings going on there, a lot of weird stuff.
Unbelievable.
So, it's all happening. We're making movies, we're writing books, we're painting pictures.
It's amazing. Now, let me ask you just a couple of quick questions about the various projects, because, again, you have so much going on. This book, Mr. Be Gone, I guess it's called.
You should have some copies, I hope.
We do, yeah. And the pages that I've scrolled through, very scary stuff. But what's interesting about it is you have written this as a confessional from a guy in the 15th century, as if this is a recently discovered lost manuscript or something, right?
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be the confessional of a demon. It's a demon. This, I have to tell you, it's weird. This voice came into my head, and I thought, man, I want to write this guy. This is a demon, and I want to write his life story.
Right.
So that's what this is. This is the life story of a demon told from his point of view. And they've packaged the book so that it looks like a 15th century book.
It does look old and beat up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, I think. Even the pages smell kind of weird.
I got to be honest, we didn't smell the pages.
A little book sniffing, guys.
But, all right. Didn't think of that.
I don't know that I've ever heard an author sell a book with the pages smell kind of weird. I got to be honest. All right, so Mr. Be Gone, A Different Light, this Saturday for the signing, and then it comes out everywhere on Tuesday, and, of course, available on all the regular online sites. And then you got the new video game, which, just by coincidence, I guess, or maybe it's because it's in time for Halloween, is also coming out this past Tuesday. I guess. Clive Barker's Jericho. What's this about?
Well, it's my attempt to really put my vision into a game. I've wanted to do something really intense and really no holds barred. And actually, one of the reviewers said this is the goriest game we've ever had to review.
Oh, good!
I thought, cool. We succeeded. So that comes out on Tuesday, and. And then the paintings come November 8th. So it's a lot of things happening in a short time.
Now, it's funny that a lot of people would be crushed by that review, but for you, that's a positive.
Oh, that's a love story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a love letter.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, Clive Barker is on the line here on the Kevin DeBede Show on K-Rock this Friday morning. As the man behind Pinhead and Hellraiser and Candyman, it seems like you're kind of moving away from at least directing films. Is that something you'll do again, Clive?
I'm not sure I will. I like having the control of painting pictures and writing books. I mean, the thing about Mr. Be Gone is nobody told me to take out a shot. Nobody told me to fiddle with a single word. It's
right.
Pure Clive Barker. It's very intense.
So
I like having that control.
So there are too many cooks in the kitchen when it comes to directing a movie?
Well, it is a collaborative business. And I like having the control, no question.
One other question about Hellraiser. You brought that up. I read that Rob Zombie is going to remake that. Is that correct or no?
My heart just stopped. I haven't heard that.
You haven't heard that. Okay, so that could be mistaken.
I think they have a couple of guys in mind to remake the first picture, which is now 20 years old. And
is that flattering to you or annoying or what?
No, I think it's fine. I mean, I think, you know, pictures go through their cycles, and I think new technologies have come along, new ways to look at things,
right,
create things have come along. I'm fine with that.
Well, you've been around a long time when they can start talking about remaking one of your classic films for a new generation. That's for sure, Clive.
I'm cool with it. I'm really cool with it.
All right. If you want to find out all the information about the new book, Mr. Be Gone, that's available Tuesday, the signing this Saturday, Clive Barker's Jericho, the video game just out now, the paintings that Clive's talking about, everything is available on his website at clivebarker.com. We love catching up with you, Mr. Barker, especially here at the Halloween season. Thanks for coming on.
Happy Halloween.
I know I don't have time here. I'm just saying dogs don't want to be dressed up for Halloween.
I'm with you, brother.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree. Unless Reggie is wearing a Donovan McNabb jersey, right, Ralph?
Yeah, sure. That's the way it goes.
All right. It's 8:31. We have a very action-packed show still ahead here on the Kevin and Bean program, including an update from Harvey Levin at TMZ.com, including Scott Weiland from Velvet Revolver. And we're going to find out what the mystery photo is in the sites page of Kevin and Bean section of KROQ.com. Apparently, that's all the kids are talking about. That's coming up next, too. First, though, it's Friday. Ralph is here. Time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching many enter. But only one survives. Who do you trust?
With his blood, he made the ultimate sacrifice.
Only one man has the balls.
How you doing?
He may be the one man who holds a secret that will defeat them.
He's really good at staying alive. And trying to kill him and failing just pisses him off.
One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies,
no matter where he turns, there's no telling where he's going.
There's just no escaping his destiny. This man has it all. The perfect wife. A beautiful girlfriend. And plenty of money. But one day, he had a remarkable vision.
Hey, hang on.
Did you hear that?
Women call him Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
This is such a holy
guy! Welcome to my world.
Better?
We're out of time now.
No, we're officially out of time.
See, Ralph complained last week about the intro being too long.
Yeah.
So that
Omar
was like,
took it upon himself to...
I said, you're going to shorten it? And he said, treble
make it.
Make it
like a minute and a half first.
Yeah.
It's so hilarious. It.
You want to hear it again?
No. I got it. I memorized it.
All right.
During the hour it was playing. Sorry, we're out of
time. Thanks for stopping by, Ralph.
To memorize it. Holy crap.
Good work, Omar.
Hey,
not
you know
all
what?
The time you put into it, but good work.
Hey, you know what?
What?
This is one of the rarest movie weekends ever.
Why?
There is, let's see, 6 new movies coming out this weekend.
Yeah.
And I would be interested in seeing each and every one of them.
No kidding.
You've never said that before.
I don't think I ever have.
Huh.
Let me tell you about some of the films, and I'll tell you why they all sound pretty interesting. Opening in selected theaters this weekend are a few smaller films, a documentary, and a couple other small dramas that I think really have a lot of potential. Starting with a documentary, Jimmy Carter, Man from Plains, it's called.
Oh, yeah.
It's directed by Jonathan Demme, of course, a famous director of fictional works as well as documentaries.
Yeah.
It's a documentary that follows former President Jimmy Carter on a book tour of his nonfiction book, Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid. And I've always thought Jimmy Carter was a fascinating public figure because never before has a guy had what is perceived as a tremendous failure as a presidency.
Right.
I mean, this was the guy who, depending on how you look at it, I mean, some people think it's his fault. Some think he got the luck of the draw when he was saddled with the Iran hostage situation and the gas crisis and all this crap. But his presidency was pretty much a failure. And then post-presidency, an enormous body of work towards, international relations and that kind of stuff. Just a tremendous success with the Habitat for Humanity project and all that stuff he's
Carter
been involved
Center.
With. So pretty interesting dude. So I would check out this documentary.
Nope.
Come on, Kevin. Why can't you sit through something that's just a little bit interesting and educational once in a while?
Boring.
Also opening this weekend, Rails and Ties. A deadly collision at a train crossing leads to an unlikely bond between the train engineer and the boy who escapes the accident. A boy lives through a collision at a train crossing, and the guy who is the engineer of the train that kills his family develops a relationship with the boy.
It looks really good. The trailer looked great.
You got Kevin Bacon, who is always good.
Yeah.
And Marcia Gay Harden, another terrific actor. So those two starring in
Gay
Harden. Rails and
Gay
Ties.
Harden.
Also opening this weekend in selected theaters is Music Within. This is a true story about a Vietnam War vet who goes deaf due to an accident that he... an accident.
On the battlefield?
Yeah, on the battlefield. Mm-hmm. Yeah, an injury that he gets during combat. And he dedicates his life to working on behalf of Americans with disabilities and getting them employed. Ron Livingston stars in this film, and I like him a lot as an actor. Mm-hmm. He is, of course, best known probably for Office Space, but he was in that series last season, too, where he played the FBI hostage standoff.
Yeah.
He was a hostage negotiator.
Oh,
yeah.
And he's Post-it Note Guy from Sex and the City. Every female knows who that is.
Melissa George.
Post-it Note Guy.
Don't even bother. But
Melissa
women
George
know.
From Alias is also in the film. Rebecca De Mornay, most recently seen in John from Cincinnati. She's in the film, too. But this looks real good, so I'm going to check that out, too. Another small film that I've been waiting for a long time to come out is Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
What's that?
I haven't heard of this.
This stars Philip Seymour Hoffman and Ethan Hawke.
Oh, yeah.
As two brothers who both have tremendous money problems, and they're both pretty much lowlifes. So in order to solve their money problems, they decide to rob a jewelry store. It's not just any jewelry store, though. It's the one their parents own.
Ooh.
They're going to rip off their own parents' jewelry store.
This looks great.
And things go horribly wrong. And the two brothers must deal with the repercussions of that. Two great actors in a fascinating story. Albert Finney plays their dad, another great actor. I'm really looking forward to checking this out. Here's a clip from the movie where Philip Seymour Hoffman is explaining the plan to his easily swayed brother, Ethan Hawke.
What are we doing to win?
It's a jewelry store. Does it ring a bell?
No.
We both work there. We know the safe combinations. We know the burglar alarm signals. We know everything is... That old dumb old lady that works there, she's alone till noon. She's not going to be a problem.
Andy.
Yeah.
That's Mom and Dad's store.
He has no problem with that.
So?
Philip Seymour Hoffman has no problem with
that. Philip Seymour Hoffman is so great.
Just incredible. Just incredible actor. So that's worth checking out this weekend if you can find it. It's in selected theaters this weekend. Two of the big movies going into wide release. Dan in Real Life stars Steve Carell as an advice columnist who's strict rules for behavior are tested when his own life goes horribly wrong. Steve Carell stars. I think Steve Carell is one of those rare comic actors that can do laugh-out-loud, funny, physical stuff, but also has a lot of heart in his performances, too, as proven by Little Miss Sunshine and other performances. But he looks right into his wheelhouse in this particular film. Juliette Binoche also stars. Emily Blunt, Diane Wiest, John Mahoney, great cast. And then there's Dane Cook. The only thing that may keep me out of the Cineplex from checking that out this weekend. Here's a little scene from the movie. This is where Diane Wiest is forcing Steve Carell's character of Dan to go out on a blind date.
I don't even remember Ruthie Pig-Faced Draper. I don't want to go. I don't want to go with the pig face.
We'll double, okay? It'll be fun. It'll be fun. Right, Marie?
Yes, it'll be fun. Yes.
Come on, it'll be swine.
Fine.
I'm sorry.
Go hog wild.
Looks funny.
That looks funny to me. I don't have a problem with Dane Cook like you guys do.
I know you don't.
That company in Utah that you can get the movies that they edit out the sex and the language.
Right, yeah.
They need to have a service like that to take Dane Cook out of all films. Then we'd watch them.
By all accounts, it's a minor role, so we may be able to get past him.
You guys have
minor.
And also opening this weekend, just in time for the scary Halloween season, Saw 4. Boy, these movies are just the creepiest.
Yes, they are.
Shawnee Smith returns. Costas Mandalore is also in this film. Tobin Bell.
Yep.
Jigsaw, who we talked to earlier this week, who's dead, by the way, in the film.
Died in the last movie.
Yeah. Returns.
He's back.
This should be interesting. Here's a scene where Jigsaw, played by Tobin Bell, is explaining one of his legendary death traps.
What the f*** is that?
It's the tool that's going to save your life. I want to play a game. You just lean forward into the knives with your face. You press hard enough, and you'll release the arm and the leg restraints that bind you. Press hard, though. Live or die, Cecil. Make your choice.
Help!
Got to press your face in the knives to get out of the death trap.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like Plan B, please.
That's none of the above. Is that on the list?
These movies are cheap to make, and horror fans say they're all great. They keep the quality up, and everyone's as good as the one before. So it looks like this is a series that's not running out of steam anytime soon.
For sheer dramatic tension, you're hard-pressed to find better horror movies than the Saw movies. So you want to check that out this weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
yesterday in our meeting after the show, we were talking about today's show, and Lightning started laughing in the corner and began laughing so hard that it was a complete distraction. So we all stopped what we were doing and said, Lightning, what's so funny? And I mean, can't breathe, gulping for just trying to get some air in his lungs,
crying.
Yes. Laughing, couldn't speak, couldn't tell us what it was.
This was on like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, so we move on and we don't think anything about it. He never tells us what it is. And then Bean goes to the website today. He goes to Kevin and Bean, the sites page. And there's some weird picture up and it says, guess what this is? And apparently this is what Lightning was laughing about.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hard.
Lightning, do you get paid by the posting at Kerrek.com? Is that why you're so constantly looking for new stuff you can put on the website?
No, and guys, I rely on you to generate 99% of the content that goes on the website.
Right, and this, did we generate this? Because I don't...
You didn't? It cracked me up, and I just took liberty to put it up.
Guess what this is?
Yes.
And it looks like a close-up of, whatever, beef jerky, whatever.
Right.
You can't tell what it is.
No, you can't. See?
And then there's a list underneath of suggestions. Is it the surface of Mars? Is it a California golden raisin? Is it a block of aged Parmesan? I mean, I guess we're supposed to look at that and go, I wonder if it's one of those things. And then...
Here's my favorite part. Then it says, the answer to be revealed.
Yes.
On 10/26.
I'm stringing them along.
So Lightning is hoping that people are going to the website, seeing the picture... curious enough to go back the next day to find out what the answer is. He can't just say, click here if you want to know or anything like that. It's got to jerk him around by saying, come back tomorrow.
I'm not jerking anybody around. It's
come
fun
back
and games.
Tomorrow.
It's fun and games. You know, it's like you read the joke in the newspaper and they give you the answer, a few days later.
Shouldn't there be some sort of filter, Lightning, between your brain and our website?
That's my question.
I ran it by a couple people here.
Who did you run it by?
King
who
of Mexico.
Signed off on
King
this?
King of Mexico.
And Psycho Mike.
And
Psycho Mike. King of Mexico just said in my ears that he said no.
Yeah. And by the way, I didn't agree with you that this was funny. I helped you make the list.
Yes. Don't help him.
He tried to make it funny.
You were going to do this no matter what.
Yes, I was.
So I just tried my best to give you my input. I don't endorse this.
You don't listen to them.
Why
you just try to buy them.
Because guess what this is
it's like childish good fun.
It's childish.
Yes.
But we're not working for Highlights Magazine for Children, Lightning, which is where something like this should appear. This is the K-Rock website.
Understand. And you know what? Every once in a while, look, there's amazing content on the website.
Right.
Everyone should go and check it out. This happens to be one.
This isn't it.
One little anomaly. Okay. And I think it's interesting.
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Is it interesting enough to come back for the answer? Don't people have enough to do with their day?
Dude, did you
see that picture? I got to find out what it
is. Listen, if they've got too much going on, then it's not important to them, so I'm not wasting their time.
But I can understand. I mean, who do you think is the audience for this? Look, I understand on TMZ.com, they do this all the time.
Yeah.
They'll show a picture of Punky Brewster when she's 11, and they'll go, guess what she looks like now? Click here. But they don't say, here's a list of possibilities of what she could look like. What do you think it is? Ooh, come back in a week, and we'll tell you. They just give you the option right there to click on it if you're interested in that celebrity.
Plus, there's a tie-in of the celebrity at TMZ.com. That's
right.
What that site is.
There's a tie-in.
Our site has nothing to do with random pictures.
There's a tie-in to this.
All right, beef jerky, a turtle's neck, Larry King's forehead.
I am so putting this on Lightning Has Too Goddamn Much Bandwidth and Too Much Time.com. That is my new site.
Mr. Blogger chewing me out. Come on now.
We do not let Bean blog at krock.com for that reason.
So the list.
Yes.
Yeah. You've got a block of aged Parmesan. Then below that, none of the above. And then, Kevin, the answer?
My knee.
Jeez.
Scroll down a little, Lisa.
Scroll down.
Well, yes, it is. Answer, none of the above. It's actually the nooks and crannies of Kevin's craggy knee.
Oh, it's Kevin's knee.
Yes.
When you said my knee, I thought it was your knee.
My knee is dry, but what the hell is brown? I don't have a brown knee.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
We were in a meeting.
Bag.
In
right
that meeting.
Unlike your left knee.
It's bizarre.
It is?
Yes. It's freaky.
Not
you have a freaky, crumply right knee. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
Who cares if Kevin has a freaky, crumply right knee?
It's something listeners didn't know about Kevin.
That's a crappy knee.
Oh my God.
Kevin has
Kevin didn't know about Kevin.
He has otherwise flawless, baby-like skin, except for his right knee.
Except for my really dark, black guy knee that I apparently have.
Yes.
Come on.
issues.
It's minutia, but it's funny.
No, it isn't.
Listen to me. If you're a K-Rock listener, I want you to go up to Kevin when you
no one cares.
He has to see his right knee.
No one cares about his right knee.
Sure they do.
Well, I'm going to buy him some lotion.
Now that you've revealed.
You need to buy me some lotion and some skin lightening because it needs to match the rest of my
life. TMZ has already contacted me about making a movie about me.
Now that you've wasted a week of our life and you've heard how anticlimactic the reveal is.
Listen to him laughing. Listen to him laughing. That was not anticlimactic for him.
How is this still funny to you? How is this still funny to you?
This is how hard he was laughing in the office.
It's his knee.
It's not my knee.
It's a close-up picture of his knee. So what?
I took this sitting across the room with a long
but
lens.
But you had to change the color because I'm not brown.
Well, that's a bad monitor. It's pretty creamy.
No, is it creamy? Is that creamy?
No, it's a brown man's knee. It's not mine.
It's so... Source me, Mike. Look at his knee.
Look at my knee.
That's his knee.
That's my knee right there.
Well, from the angle in this monitor to Kevin's knee right now, they look completely different colors.
Well, Thank you. It's Kevin's knee. And it's a close-up.
Look, here's the deal. There's got to be some kind of system between your mind and the website. There's got to be.
Yeah, you ask
Dave and he says no.
364 days a year, everyone gets a Democratic approval of stuff that goes on the site. And this just cracked
me up.
Why
don't you just paint it entirely black? That'd be even funnier.
It's not Photoshopped.
No, not at all. I have a very brown knee and white skin for the rest of me.
I don't think the issue here is that the picture didn't come out the way you expected, Kevin. The issue is that the picture was taken and then put up on the internet for people to see.
Yeah.
That's what we should be focusing on here.
There's more worthless information that's
No, there's
post.
Not. Where is there more useless information at krock.com?
If people saw your knee,
they would say, hey, that's a dry white knee. They wouldn't look at it like this and say, that man has a Negro knee. What is wrong with you?
Hey, remember that time lightning shut up? Oh, wait, that never happened.
Right now, visit the Home Depot for a great selection of Lutron Eco Options dimmers and start saving today. I'm Lisa May with KROQ Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Bee. What's going on, Ralph?
Lutron Dimmers was an alien on Star Trek, I think, the original series. I remember he was a villain on that show.
I am Lutron Dimmers from the planet Netzon.
They don't exist, by the way.
They don't?
Nope.
Yeah.
Dimmers?
No, you're
Dimmers
that.
Don't exist.
Dimmers do.
You got a not the one up, you said. You got a honked up knee, dude.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Your knee's
If it looked like
good.
That, I'd be happy.
It's not a good knee. That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
Bad Today's process. Celebrity birthdays.
What?
John Heater. Look at the time. It's 9:02 already.
I've got a little time.
9:02.
We got a little time.
Daniel Day Kim.
Hi.
Of the TV show Lost, who plays Jin-Soo Kwon.
Hi.
Yes.
Was popped on DUI charges yesterday morning at 3 a.m. by the police in Honolulu.
Hey.
As they say in Hawaii. This is the third such arrest from the Lost cast. I wonder if any other show has had as many DUI busts as Lost history of broadcast television. Rodriguez, of course, got popped. Cynthia Watros also caught drinking and driving. And Adewale Inokoya Abagabaji.
That guy.
Mr. Echo.
Was nabbed in September of last year on charges of disobeying a police officer and driving without a driver's license.
They should just assign Dog the Bounty Hunter to Lost full-time.
Look.
Keep an eye on him.
You're on an island. You're on an island paradise. You could probably walk from one side to the other island in like a day. Yeah. Why all the drinking and driving?
Good question.
How far away could they live from the bar is what I'm asking, right. That they need to drive. They couldn't get a cab or a bicycle or something.
Don't have the answer to that.
For corn's sake. So,
I mean, it's humiliating to me as a fisherman.
Exactly, Adam. My point exactly. Who would you most like to sit next to on a plane?
Scarlett Johansson.
Travel and Leisure magazine asked the question of its readers, and the poll conducted by the magazine was a pretty close race, actually.
Yeah.
24% of the people responding chose Oprah Winfrey.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Wouldn't you like to have some room on the plane?
Would you like
when
to be able to stretch out a little?
Wouldn't you like to be able to put your tray down and have a little meal? Can't do that when Oprah's there.
You know that she'd be sucking up your dinner, too.
And all the oxygen.
Right.
I'm so fat.
Oh, that's right. She has a thyroid condition. That's right.
Does my butt look big?
Put her on the aisle. There's no way you're getting off that plane in the event of an emergency.
That's
you can't
sure.
get past her.
However, she can be used as a flotation device. 23% chose Bill Gates.
Okay.
Okay.
22% chose Angelina Jolie.
Okay, now you're getting somewhere.
She came in third after Bill Gates.
After Bill Gates.
Bill freaking Gates.
She's going to have all those kids with her.
No,
they
put them in cargo. They have the carriers. They have the carriers. The crates, yeah, they crate them, and then they put them in cargo. How does she end up third?
I don't
know. That's a great question.
You know what?
Kermit the Frog, Bill Gates, beats her out.
You know what you find out from surveys is who they talk to.
I create a lot of computer things, and it's really, I have a lot of money. It's really interesting.
That's Bill Gates.
Ray Romano?
No. This is Ray Romano.
You know what I'm surprised about, Ralph? This is Christopher Walken. This all day, Mike. Don't F with me.
And I haven't seen this list, but usually on lists like this, people choose the Pope, they choose the President of the United States. I mean, they choose the
What's
big,
wrong
powerful
with these
people whose ear they want to get.
You know who's President of the United States right now, Bean?
Well, yeah.
Would you like to sit next to him on a plane?
Well, I don't know. It might be amusing.
But I'm so fat.
Next was 14% of the vote, Hillary Clinton.
What the hell?
And then 13% of the vote chose President Bush.
Oh, he is on the list.
Yes.
Hmm.
That's a weird list.
That's a bad list.
I would
list.
Choose Jesus. That's who I'd choose.
Now, Kevin, when you say you can
tell
who playing
with
they
Jesus
asked.
On isn't going to crash, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who said you can tell from these surveys who they surveyed.
Yeah.
What conclusion do you draw on the people
not
that Ralph
young
just
men,
described?
Douchebags.
Women.
Not young men. You're not going to have Oprah. You're not going to have Bill Gates. You're not going to have any of that. If you poll young men, so to speak.
Yeah, you would like that, wouldn't
you? Know,
you?
Mike, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You'll get completely different answers than that. Come on.
You get a little more Scarlett Johansson, a little less Bill Gates.
Yes.
Yeah.
President Bush.
Britney Spears is reportedly trying to kick her substance abuse habits alone.
I'm so fat.
Star Magazine's reporting that sources close to her say she's suffering from all the signs of withdrawal, confusion, paranoia, and depression.
Hey, that's how I live.
That's true.
All right?
Everyone wants to get her professional help, but Britt says she's determined to do it by herself.
Good.
It's Britney, bitch.
Good.
Meanwhile, the same people are saying Kevin Federline is an excellent father.
Come on.
He says he holds the babies in his arms until they fall asleep, and he asks all the grandparents, including Britney's parents, for their advice and gives them the structure the kids need in their lives.
I do not believe that for one second. What's he doing with Shar Jackson's kids? How about that? How often does he see them?
Yeah, good question.
Word.
He left her when she was 8 months pregnant. F him. He's not a good father. Come on.
Well, he's not a good boyfriend.
Well, that makes him not a good boyfriend.
Yeah. And speaking of Britney's mom, Lynn Spears has announced she's working on her autobiography.
Oh, good. Good.
What could she possibly have to write that anybody would want to read about?
And then I called Britney and she hung up on me. And then...
Reportedly, the book is going to hit shelves spring of 2008. The book is said to focus on the ups and downs of raising superstar children.
That sounds unnecessary.
Well, there's certainly a story a lot of women can relate to.
Everyone can.
I can see why they'd pick that up. So they can get advice on how to raise their own superstar children. F you. If you think your life is so freaking interesting, you can write a book about it. Why don't you remember the fact that you're a failed, miserable mother?
You're a horrible
your
parent.
Your daughter is in a world of turmoil, and it's largely your fault for being a lackluster parent.
Boom. Has she accomplished one positive thing in her life?
Lynn?
This woman? Yeah.
Well, I guess the little one's not too effed up yet, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Still young.
Jamie Lynn?
There's time.
Today's celebrity birthday is John Heder. You know him as Napoleon Dynamite.
Sure.
Also was Will Ferrell's partner in Blades of Glory. Mm-hmm. That was a funny, funny movie.
That was good.
Caught that on TV just recently again. Very funny. 30 years old today, Tom Cavanaugh. He was on Ed. Played Ed on that show. He's 39. Carrie Elwes. Wesley from The Princess Bride is
great
45
movie.
Years old today. Great, great.
Yes!
I'm so fat.
Jacqueline Smith from Charlie's Angels is 60 years old today.
Yes!
That looks amazing.
Pat Sajak, host of Wheel of Fortune, turns 61.
Yes!
And Dylan McDermott, our pal from The Practice, very talented actor. He is 46 years old today.
Yes! 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 Yes!
What's wrong with you?
A lot.
Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
I have a brown knee.
What's up? This is Scott Weiland. Weiland.
Here we go.
Dude has been around for a while. Our pal Scott Weiland back on the phone, back on the air on the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Scott, how are you, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you.
You are getting dangerously close to the end of this Velvet Revolver tour this summer, right?
The summer leg, definitely. Definitely. And then it all sort of just, kicks back into gear again. Go to, Australia and Japan. And
wow.
The rest of it.
A lot of traveling.
Can't even think about it.
We gave away...
The rest of the, burning planet.
Right, sure.
Yeah, pretty much.
We gave away tickets to hang out with you at the Rainbow Room. That was, last night?
Yeah.
And you guys were hanging out with our K-Rock listeners. Were they cool?
You know what? All the fans are really, really cool. Very polite. And basically, the only thing that people really ask for is just, a photograph.
Right.
Which is cool with me because these days, with so much paparazzi, it's just grown exponentially. When I was younger with the STP, it wasn't that bad, but
right.
Now it's horrible. And then the professional autograph seekers, you really can't tell who's who.
Right.
I really don't mind at all when someone wants a picture, with me, because I know that's the authentic thing. But with
right.
the professional autograph seekers, that really bugs you.
You go to eBay and find a bunch of your autographs up people trying to sell them, yeah.
And here's one thing we know about Scott is he's happy to sign stuff for fans of him and his band, but you don't want to put your pen to paper just so you can make some dude $40. I mean, that's not really why you're there,
Definitely.
I understand.
It's all about the fans, especially the ones who have, been with you
right.
your whole career.
Now, you're supposed to play tonight with Alice in Chains, right?
Right.
At Irvine Meadows, the old Irvine Meadows, I guess. And that's got to be postponed, right?
Unfortunately, it does. But there are, look what's happening. Because of this world, it's insane, the stuff that's been happening. But we can't ignore it. And, the firestorms are just, it's just another sign. And unfortunately, to go play a rock show, while there in Irvine, people are just despondent and so desperate, in such a desperate situation, it would just not be cool, It's just not the thing to do.
And the air quality's bad, and the police and the medical people have other things to do rather than be at a show.
Exactly. And you never know, if wind could change direction, and with all those thousands of people, there, it's not the right thing to do. It's not safe. So, we decided that, we have to move the date after we get back from Japan and Australia. At first I was like, why don't we try to get the pond? It's there in Orange County.
Right.
And on the same night, and we could do a benefit and, and have that spirit,
Right.
I'm always trying to think of these ideas on the spot, but it was just too hard to, try to just get all the little details into place.
Right.
But I thought it would have been cool.
That's the thing, Scott, that people don't realize is it's not just as simple as announcing a new venue. There are thousands of people involved.
So many particulars.
Transportation and security and, and food and all the other employees, parking lots, the whole deal. I mean, you can't just turn it on a dime, unfortunately,
although
it was a very, very good idea.
It's not like switching from, the Roxy to the
right.
Viper Club,
All right, so the new date then is going to be, and we're happy to announce, and you can see this on the Velvet Revolver website as well, it's going to be Wednesday, December 12th, and that's now going to be at the Gibson Amphitheater, formerly Universal in Los Angeles. It's still you and Alice in Chains on the bill. So the tickets that you hold for tonight in Irvine at the Verizon, you can use at that date, right?
Right, that's correct. Yes.
I think if you bought tickets through Ticketmaster, I think they're going to automatically send you tickets.
Right.
For the Gibson Amphitheater.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
Cool.
And, we're going to donate, a significant percentage of our shows to the Red Cross. And there are going to be Red Cross booths there.
That's cool.
The kids will donate money, and however much they can afford or however much they feel, in their hearts at that time, I suppose, if people have been drinking a bit, they're either going to feel, very soulful, or they're going to feel like, ah, man, I only got 10 more bucks. Right. I'm going to, you know, buy some of those jumbo beers.
Here's what I'd like to say is, you know what kind of a drunk you are, people. So if you get mean after you drink, then donate first.
And, exactly.
And if you get happy when you're drunk, then donate later.
Right.
I'm so glad Scott brought up the Red Cross, because we talked to them earlier this week as well. And up at KROQ.com, thanks for reminding me, Scott, you can go there and click on the links if you want to give in Orange County to the Red Cross there, or in Los Angeles, or in San Diego. And they really do a great job of setting up the shelters. And I also just like to put in a plug for my my own personal thing, which is give blood, too. I mean, they had to cancel so many blood drives and blood donation centers, and people were busy doing other things. They're desperately, desperately low right now. So that's another thing you can do to help. Even if you've got no money, you can give blood. So contact the Red Cross for that as well.
I thought you said give butt.
Well, you can do that, too. I mean, if you want to, you can give that as well.
Hey, let me ask you one more question, Mr. Weiland, since you're on the line. And Scott Weiland is here talking about the postponement of the Velvet Revolver show, now December 12th at Gibson. You talked about how it wouldn't feel right for a number of reasons to play that gig. What do you think they ought to do about the Chargers football game at Qualcomm this weekend? They got people till noon today are staying there as temporary shelter. Then they're going to be asked to leave. The league has not yet decided what they are going to do. Do you think they should play that game in San Diego or move it someplace else?
Well, you know, I think they have a unique opportunity right there to not only in San Diego, but in national television, where they could really do something, turn it into a real positive.
That's
and,
true.
You know, which is kind of like what I thought maybe we could do if we changed the venue,
right?
You know, into Anaheim. So if they could possibly turn it into, you know, a benefit, you know, and I know that, you know, the NFL is big, big business. I mean, it sort of makes, you know, a rock concert, even at that level.
Right.
You know, it makes it sort of look like a one-celled amoeba, you know.
But you don't want to think that they're going, come on, people, out, we got a football game.
No,
right.
I don't think they would do that, but I think they could be in a unique position to, you know, do something really positive and it would sort of make them really look good from, you know, a PR standpoint as well.
Have the game, but use the advantage of having tens of thousands of people at Qualcomm this weekend to figure out a way to help in those who
really help, you know, and use some of those finances to help people out.
Good idea. Good idea. All right, Scott Weiland, we appreciate hearing it straight from the horse's mouth. December 12th, Gibson Amphitheater.
Yes.
Thing
too. We're also designing a T-shirt, and 100% of that T-shirt goes to, you know, help the people who have lost so much.
Oh, that's cool.
Irvine, yeah.
And people can get that T-shirt where and when?
Right there, either on our website or at the show.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Fantastic. Hey, we're talking to Slash next week about the autobiography. I wanted to ask you, Scott, does he write it going all the way up to and including Velvet Revolver? Are you in his book?
I believe it's probably, you know, up through Velvet Revolver. You know, I got a book deal about 2 years ago. And, you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, you write songs your whole adult career, and then all of a sudden, you know, you always think, oh, man, I should write a book at some point. And then it actually happens, and like, well, how do I start? And
yeah, that's
where do I put it out? So I'm still trying to think when the best time to, you know, actually put it out would be, and really it's sort of when to really dig into it.
Yeah.
So I imagine it would, just like the one that I'm doing it would, you know, be completely current.
Dude, there's a lot of people who have, you know, followed you, loved your music, and read a lot of headlines.
Yep.
That would be fascinating, I think, to find out what was really going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I've always sort of felt that, you know, give people some little nuggets, but, you know, kind of hold your cards kind of close to your chest.
But you're telling me that Slash beat you to a book. That's what you're telling me.
Well, you know, I don't know if there's never really any race.
All right.
But, I think there's a little bit of, you know, healthy competition. But, but you know, it's not like, you know, it's not like sports, you know. It's
right,
not
a, of
it's music. It's art, you know. But
gotcha.
You know, that stuff is the kind of stuff that makes a band, you know, a good band, and there's got to be tension in a band, or else it doesn't make it interesting.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
There's no spark on stage.
Good times, my friend. VelvetRevolver.com, of course, is the site for everything we talked about, and we'll look forward to that show now rescheduled for December 12th at the Gibson. Scott, you know how much we love you, man. It's always great to catch up with you on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Definitely. Love you guys.
Thank you, man. Bye. Time for your phone call.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1. What it do, nephew?
Toll-free 1-800-520-1067. As always, the number here to get on the air on the Kevin and Bean Show. And today you win dinner or lunch for two from Subway. Ooh, I wonder if Jared will be there. Plus, you got a pair of tickets to the NHRA Finals. The final race of the NHRA Drag Racing Series is taking place November 1st through the 4th at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona.
All right, we were just talking to Scott Weiland from Velvet Revolver.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather's on the phone from Whittier. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hi, Heather.
How are you this morning?
Good.
You met Scott last night?
Yes, I did. He's a very mellow person, but Flash is the bomb.
Yeah?
He signed my son's guitar last night.
Oh, that's cool.
The only guitar, and he made it. He told us to go get it and bring it back in, and he signed it for us.
Oh, that's cool.
You're one of those professional autograph seekers.
Is it on eBay right now? Your kid in quotes, it's on eBay right now?
Oh, no. When we walked in, it was worth $300. We walked out, it was worth $5,000.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So you're going to sell it.
No, you're making some money.
No, I'm not going to sell it.
Just the kind of person we're talking about.
Hate you.
That's cool. That's cool. We're going to talk to him next week, so we'll ask him. No, we won't. Okay, thank you. Changing my mind midstream. All right, let's go to Mike in Baldwin Park. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
What a day.
Hey, Kevin Bean. What are you doing, nephew? Lisa May.
Hi, Mike.
What's going on?
Hi. Hey, I want to know why you guys had Steve-O on again today.
Why we had Steve-O on today?
Yeah.
Steve-O, what are you talking about? Steve-O was earlier in the week.
We didn't have him.
Oh, no, I mean Clive Barker. I'm sorry. I just couldn't.
What is up with his voice?
I forgot. The last time we interviewed him and then this time, what his voice sounds like.
Me too. Like that all the time?
Me too. So when he started talking, I wrote a little note to Mike. I was like, is this his normal voice or is he sick?
No, it was, because I remember last time we talked to him, it was the same thing. And then when he started talking, I was like, oh, that's right. He sounds like he's dying.
Here's a little bit of that.
I love Halloween. This is my time of year.
My God.
Yeah, that is
he
Steve-O.
Should be Jigsaw.
He should.
Yeah.
Want to play a game?
Want to play a game?
That'd be perfect. Yeah, he did sound a little creepy today.
Oh, right.
I think that's his. That's that's his thing, though. Thank you. Let's go to John Gad.
What?
John God?
John God is on the phone?
John Gad.
What is it?
Hey, what it do, nephew? What it do, big boo?
What it do?
You.
John Gad?
Yes, John Gad. It's John Gad. G-A-D. Yes. Gilbert Alpha David.
John Gad.
From the tribe, yeah.
Yeah, I should have known that.
You should have. Yeah, you guys love Bob Marley, right?
Sure.
Yeah, well, I'm a member of his organization, 12 Tribes of Israel.
Okay.
I am not surprised.
Yeah, and I just thought you guys might want to do a deal on Ask a Rasta one of these days.
Oh, and our Ask a Rasta.
That's an
excellent
idea. Yeah, and I also got to play with his best friend, Sangi Davis, who wrote a lot of songs, like the one at the, who is that,
he's talking to his girl now.
Yeah. My wife, actually.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll just try to remember the name of, who's that, Sweet Pea or something like
talk
that?
Talk to your wife, we'll hold.
There is a problem with Ask a Rasta.
That's all right.
Maybe you're sensing it now.
Not if they share.
Focus.
Yeah. When he rolls in at 8 o'clock at night.
I've played a lot of music with a lot of famous people.
Okay.
And I just thought maybe you guys would like to hear some music sometime.
Do you share?
Okay. Huh?
Do you share?
You share the medicine?
Oh, yes.
All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
We're talking about. All right, I'll tell you, like
John, we don't have much time today. We're running desperately, but I'll tell you what. We'll get back to you.
No, hang on. Give us your number just in case, John Gad. John Gad.
Okay.
Bring
okay.
some brownies for Lisa.
Yeah, oh, she yeah, loves
I love
that.
Those.
I'm dying, guys.
Is this all 911?
Is it a euphemism? Just because you're smoking pot doesn't mean you're a member of Bob Marley's organization. I understand that, right?
Sounded like he may have actually been a member. I don't know.
Yeah. But who could tell?
Yeah, who could tell? All right, let's go to Danny in Redondo Beach. Good morning, Danny.
Yeah, I have a story about my boyfriend before we got together. He was out at a strip club, and there was this, the girl was giving him a lap dance and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she squatted over him, and she ended up going number 2.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Did you take this call?
Why would you call us? Don't ever tell anybody that story again.
That's a bad story. Why would you tell? Oh, stop it.
Why do you take the most beautiful thing in the world and make it ugly?
Oh, Hey, thanks for calling.
It's like saying, you know, hey, once I owned a puppy and I was so happy to get it, and then a truck hit it.
That's my bad.
Squashed it.
Go to that call. I'm
that
sorry.
That was a huge mistake.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right. Well, let's not risk any more of Kevin's choices. Sorry, let's just cut it off right there. But please, Sergio, please call back next week. We desperately want to get your perspective on the air. Thank you
sure.
very much.
Yeah.
I want to thank all of our many, many guests on today's Kevin DeBede Show, including the great Clive Barker for joining us. The new book in stores Tuesday is called Mr. Be Gone. The new video game in stores this week is called Clive Barker's Jericho. Go to clivebarker.com for all the information. What'd you think of Amy from the Gridiron Goddess? What'd you think about her picks for this weekend? Ralph, any problems with her?
No, she seems to be right on.
She's been 4-1, 4-2, 5-1 for like four weeks in a row.
Patriots over the Redskins, Giants over the Dolphins, Chargers beat the Texans, Titans beat Oakland, the Bucks over the Jaguars, suicide pick Colts over the Panthers is what she had to say. And we want to thank Darl for joining us from myexcusedabsence.com if you want fake doctor notes. One more thing before we go, and that is if you're going to the K-Rock Creep Show, which is tomorrow night, of course, or if you're going to any other kind of Halloween party over the next few days, Glendale Costumes is where you want to go, just off the 134 freeway. They've got over 40,000 costumes. They are the best in Southern California. We all use it here at K-Rock, and it's called Glendale Costumes. Check it out. They got a great website,
too. All right, Bean, and ask him, what's that Glendale costume store on the costume
store in Glendale that you mentioned?
Travis Pastrana is going to be on Monday Morning Show to talk about jumping out of a plane without a parachute.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Say F-U to gravity.
Pass it over to me.
Do not.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Now exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Roll another one. Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit, and I need another hit.
Hey, Jed the Fish is here. What's coming up in 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock next on Cat Show?
Three Little Birds from Bob Marley. I remember I had Three Little Birds at my house in Utah.
We don't have time.
Is just nature's way of saying it.
Do you have any marijuana? I might be able to
buy it. I don't have another cent.
This is the best, man. I got it from a Negro.
Marijuana's bad. Okay.
Just pass it around. When I'm going to get joined by a friend.
Munchies. Who wants munchies?
Okay, nutcases, get out of there. Good work. Long day. Really long. Why don't you guys head home early?
Time off for good behavior.
Good job. Enjoy your freedoms.
I don't know why you're not taking this I'm out of here seriously, but I am out of here seriously.
Thank you for listening. May God bless our troops.
Thanks, everybody. Suck my b-.
That's all I got to say. Makes me want to puke.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
This is such a money guy!